All right, now we're
sorry,
now we're back.
Dudes.
Now we're back.
Holy shit!
Well, you enjoyed us sitting here perplexed, shitting our pants. But now we're here live. And I just, we will proceed to do our show as scheduled, even though we're running a little bit late. But welcome aboard to Davin's Den. I am co-host Joe Curry. The boss is right here. I have not said one word because, quite frankly, I am quite scared shitless of him right now. I usually have an asshole comment. I usually have something to say.
I'm afraid, too.
I'm stupid, but I ain't saying shit right now.
I'm getting a facial from the steam coming out of his ears right now.
Hi, guys.
How are you doing?
Wow.
Fucking sucks. You know, here's what it is. I'll tell you exactly what it is. We're very fortunate that we are on these various platforms. We are like have like six radio affiliates.
It's awesome.
Lot, we have one video affiliate. Things are constantly changing. Like the video thing is very new to us.
Yes.
Before we had somebody else running it who would fuck it up, and that was fine.
Now but at least it wasn't us.
Now I run it and fuck it up. And we were working very early on this, and everything was fine. That was just a stupid mistake. I had one of the radio stations, Hawk Radio, open while we were doing it.
Oh, and they're on delay.
There's a lot of stuff to do, and a lot of shows, they do maybe an hour, and they'll do pre-records. Most radio shows, they'll do a pre-record. We go live. We're live, and we have a lot of tech, and we have affiliates, and we have a lot of stuff. And sometimes with computers, as some of you folks will know out there, sometimes shit goes wrong. You got to figure out how to fix it really quick. But we did. We got everything cooking. We are glad you are here and settling. It's going to be a really good show. We got a lot of cool stuff happening. So stay there, kick back, grab a beer, a cup of coffee, whatever you would bib on. And hello.
Hey, while you're in there, could you get us some beers too? Because we're going to need them.
Well, here's something crazy we're going to try tonight. We can actually take calls. Although at this point, I don't want to. I mean, we are expecting a call. The number is 845-875-9786, 845-875-9786. We are expecting Captain Sherry Beller to be calling in to discuss women in the in combat roles, even though they've been doing combat.
Yeah.
For a long time. She is back from Afghanistan. So we're going to talk to her after the 8 o'clock break. Let's see. I guess, well, you know what? Now, we're picking up sponsors. The affiliates are picking up sponsors. So now we got more of that stuff to do. So I had to break that up throughout the show.
Yes.
So let's get some sponsors out of the way after that clusterfuck. Because I'm sure they are thrilled that they sponsored the first 5 minutes of that horseshit.
Well,
it's just a little technical difficulty, but
they'll get over it.
It's well worth it.
You know what? I like this optimism when you're not fucking around with the computer.
Usually I'm not with the foot. Yeah, I'm using Sans computer tonight.
You're much cheerier with it.
My computer details have been too. Well, because I don't have to deal with a brand new computer with Windows 8 that doesn't work.
I completely fucked up the beginning of the show, but all right. That's fine. It wasn't all my fault, but a large portion of it was. Well, at least the feedback was.
This is coming clean. Okay, good boy.
All right. Well, that train wreck was sponsored by Success Martial Arts.
And they're so proud.
When you need a karate chop to the throat to get your shit worked out, Success Martial Arts is a great place to learn the proper form. When you have a stupid radio host that probably needs a roundhouse to the back of the head, you want to go to Success Martial Arts. They're great for learning karate and self-defense, perfect to do together as a family or by yourself, or whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons. Success Martial Arts is the JoJo for you. Kick your local DJ in the nuts. Also, school's in session. Make sure you teach them not to do this shit. And to take them to Success Martial Arts. This is maybe why we should do live reads.
Yes.
Teach them the martial arts instead of the computer arts.
Yes. Stop it.
I won't stop. Oh, God.
And now Pip's fucking things up.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's a Levy Land commercial.
It's a Levy Land thing. Stop.
I'm not going to read in the middle of the thing. You can't mute a commercial. How would you find the longest freaking commercial?
You can't mute a commercial?
They always say you can't mute them.
Thank you. That's
done. It muted ours. Thank you.
You're certainly right there.
Yes, we know we're live, Fred. Thank you very much.
Listen, this has been the worst. Well, it's probably been about a year since
we. Fred, if you think we were recording this, wouldn't we redo it?
Yes, absolutely.
Believe it.
It's a good point.
Yeah, we know. We don't. Yeah.
Back to Success Martial Arts.
Read it with gusto. Read it with feeling.
If you want to learn more, call 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Joe didn't turn on the mic.
All right. Don't roll your eyes. I mean,
part for the course. Joe was doing most of the talking everybody through this.
And, of course, nobody could hear him.
Okay. It's the thought that counts.
Insubordination says, wow, look at that.
Yeah. Just hit the on switch.
You know, usually we're not discombobulated like this.
Yes.
We're just having quite a night.
Yes, we are.
Is it a full moon?
Or check out Success Martial Arts at smacenters.com.
We're moving along. We're doing fine. We're doing fine. We're doing fine.
What are you talking me off the ledge?
Yes, I am, essentially.
What a sad day when Curry's the voice of reason.
Yes.
Lately,
not really the guy.
All right. Also, play31.net. We're going to get these commercials out of the way. We're going to get the tech shit out of the way. And we're going to get to the normal bullshit. Play31.net. Playing cards online for real money is back in the U.S. and 100% legal on play31.net. The name of the game is 31, and it doesn't take forever to win like most poker games. Okay. You could play $1 games all the way up to $20 games or sit-and-go tournaments to win bigger bucks. Sign up today and use promo code REV1. That's promo code REV1. Be the 100th person to sign up. What's the link for your cam? I have no... Oh, they want the link for the cam. Stick it. Go to stick cam. Why should we get through a commercial without being interrupted? It's a very good question. Go to stick cam and then search Levyland, and then you can watch the train wreck and just not hear it.
Yes.
That's Joey. We're back on Hawk. We're going to talk about that in a second. Yes. Joey's so thrilled he put this shit back on.
Sorry, worth it. Well worth
better.
It.
Maybe we belong at like 3 a.m. replays. Anyway.
Anyway.
Back to this read. We are fucking up reads tonight. Whatever.
Well, everything we've been touching has been fucking up. Why should the reads be different?
All right. Sign up today and use promo code REV1. That's promo code.
REV1.
Be the 100th person to sign up with the promo code.
REV1.
And get $100 to play at play31.net. Want to play from your iPad or iPhone? Sure you do.
Of course it wouldn't.
Download the Puffin browser, because you're probably puffing while you're playing. From the iTunes store and sign up through there. Great fun, great cash, and smoking hot hostesses to chat with online.
Chicks!
Really? If there's a smoking hot hostess, I'm not going to talk dirty to her.
Chicks. There's chicks, really. Dude.
As you play at play31.net. That's play31.net. All right.
What was that again?
play31.net.
Type to Joey now.
Type REV1.
Oh, my God. We got to do that more, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Unbelievable. This has been quite the debacle.
Yes.
I am partly responsible for it. I apologize.
I like that. It,
what?
No, I just...
It's a tech nightmare.
But I'm not even gonna fuck with you. I'm scared of you. Frankly, I'm scared of you. Usually, I don't give a shit what you think, but right now I do.
You know who's been a godsend to us tonight? Our old pal Joey from Hawk.
Yes, thank you.
We've been on Hawk for quite some time, but we used to be live. Then somebody complained that we might have said something about some group, although I don't think we did.
Or somebody saw us getting set up and said,
that could be recorded. Then we got banished to overnight.
Banished!
We got banished to Thursday nights at 11 p.m.
Yes.
And then Joey, through the goodness of his heart, brought us back.
Yes. And how do we thank him?
I fucking up.
For 10 minutes of bullshit. Sorry.
The show's worked fine, and then we fucked this up. But we are back on hawkradio.net. And we're great to be back. We love being on the Rock.
Yes,
station.
Very much. Yeah. Yes.
We love and Joey once again saved my bacon. We got two guys right now who save us regularly.
Yes.
Well, we've had three that save us throughout. It's been Joey from Hawk has saved me a lot of times.
Right.
Dave from Levyland has saved me a bunch of times. And Donnie from the Hit Zone has saved us because we stink.
Yeah, well, thank you for the help. We need it.
Also, good news, believe it or not, we had to buy more bandwidth.
Yes.
Thanks to all the hits that Diving Comedy's been getting due to the show. So, we've been going over the limit for months, and now we got to pay for it.
Now we got the bandwidth. Oops. Now we got to pay for it.
And also, congratulations to our affiliate, Levyland.
Yes.
In the past 30 days, they've had more than 1.3 million views.
Ah, damn it.
And with shows like tonight's, we've probably added 6.
Yeah. We're here to help. Yeah. We're here to help, Bob.
7, 4.
Oh, yeah. They like the commercial reads. Yay, thank you, Joey.
Yeah.
We're done with that shit for now.
10 minutes.
There'll be more.
There'll be more.
You know, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I'm not really a huge drinker, although after
you
shows.
Should, right now, you should start.
I most certainly should, Joe. I most certainly should. It could not affect my piss-poor performance. It certainly. So, but, you know, you've done these shows with me. I've done. We do a lot of comedy shows for recoverers.
Yes.
People recovering groups. I think we did. I hired you to do a drug one that we had.
Yes. Actually, that actually went very well. It was a good gig.
Here's the thing about recovery groups. They're usually a lot of fun. because they've seen and done everything. You can't really surprise people that, you know, regularly snorted cocaine off a hooker's ass. I mean, really.
After that, nothing much is a shock.
Talking about my dick isn't really going to go, oh, that's too much.
Yeah. You're in an alleyway hunched over a dumpster blowing a tranny. This is pretty much, you know.
Yeah, that's what Davin did.
And then there was this week's show. All right, let me set the scenario. So usually they get, like, I guess 150 people there. Mm-hmm. They got like 30 this week.
Oh.
This month. Whatever.
Somebody, a bunch of people fell off the wagon?
I don't know. Well, they moved. Nobody's drinking. They moved off. So we're all sitting there in the green room. It's like I'm closing. It's me and a bunch of new comics.
Right.
And the guy who put it together, not the comedy guy who put it together.
Because whatever better way to do a tough gig is with green people.
Exactly.
Because I can't imagine they'll say anything that won't offend them.
So we're in the back room, and not the guy who put the comedy together. And this was actually, I actually got to meet a couple of the guys from the Some Guy show, so that was awesome.
Oh, cool. Good.
So the guy who puts it together is like, ugh. Much like I feel right now. Go, ugh. You know what? Let's just lick our wounds and get through tonight, and we'll pick up the pieces from here.
The show hasn't even started yet.
No, the show hasn't started yet, but he's so disillusioned.
Oh, God.
Yes, in the green room with the guy, and I'm just fucking laughing.
Thanks, Captain Optimism.
I'm laughing because I didn't put it together.
So you've got nobody to answer to.
Exactly.
You just get your merch case and get the fuck out of there.
Well, this is before the show.
Right.
So then there's the soda machines. Now, usually when you have soda vending machines, you want to make the soda look appealing.
Yeah.
You usually put the soda facing forward instead of with the ingredients and all the calories facing out. Ooh,
oopsie.
Sprite's 10 calories more. I guess I'll get the iced tea. And the cans are crushed. Apparently, there was a lot of angry alcoholics were pissed that they were drinking soda.
Beating the hell out of the machine.
Yeah. So this is the green room. And then I proceed to watch comic after. Will we be able to see? Yes, Joe. You'll be able to go to see. Go to a stick cam and go to the Levy Land. You can see there. And, of course, you can listen on many of our great affiliates. You can listen at Levy Land, too. We got it all.
Everything's
going.
Everything's rigged. When it works fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think we got everything cooking. All right. So onward.
So the comics go up. And they're like, oh, these guys are old, which is what comics say when you're not used to performing a lot of in front of different sort of people. They weren't really that old, but here's the thing about these recovery places.
Well, what was the age range of these people?
You really can't tell with recovering people.
Yeah, right. You could be 20 and look 79. Yeah,
I know. Yeah. I mean, they're weathered people.
Just as the bar, what, like 50?
Yeah, 50. But there's some people in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and today.
Weathered.
That's
weather.
Weathered.
Yeah, it's a heavy
outside.
Life, man.
Because when every morning starts with a bottle of Jack, that's going to catch up to you when you're, say, 32.
Keith Richards was there?
What?
Keith Richards was there?
He could have been. So they're a little thrown, and they go up. It's not going well. And it's hilarious to me. Because I'm sitting in the back, and they're saying the word cunt and whatnot. And here was the first. I'd never seen a group of recovering people pull back from this type of language. People who had pretty much done everything.
They lost families. They lost jobs. They lived on the streets. This they couldn't handle.
This was too much.
This was the final straw.
I admit, not my favorite word, but I think that had I been down that road that they'd been down, I think that would be my first time hearing it.
And one comic was just talking so fast. Now, I talk fast.
Yeah.
But he's just like motoring through his act. And I'm thinking, you know what? Even if you had all your brain synapses firing and you didn't damage the hell out of them.
You couldn't follow.
You couldn't follow that.
Was he just nervous?
I hadn't seen him before.
Oh,
I bet he was.
The guy right
just
before
wanted to get up and get over. Get
the
it
guy
over
right
with.
Before me finally got them going a little bit. Guy by the name, I want to say Eric Todd, did a nice job, got them going a little bit. But I started the show and I'm like, you know, here's the thing. Like I said, you people have seen everything, yet this was too much for you. Here's the most ironic thing. All the comics right now are in the back tapping a keg trying to forget what just happened. And then I hold up one of their pamphlets, and I think you guys will enjoy it. Because if you haven't been to Alcoholics Anonymous, they have all pamphlets for everything. Gay and lesbian alcoholics, Native American alcoholics, Asian alcoholics.
They have specialties?
I didn't realize this, but yes, specialized.
Wait. They have pamphlets about them, or they have meetings specifically for these groups?
No, there's pamphlets there.
Oh, okay.
There was pamphlets there to talk for, I guess everybody's handles booze differently. I don't know. Hmm. But
well,
this
you
is,
know about them engines.
But this is my favorite. Alcoholics Anonymous for blacks and African Americans.
Out for black.
Well, it's different.
Really?
Yes.
How many people from Uganda are coming into an AA meeting in Jersey?
No. Back up a second.
One's liberal, one's right wing.
No,
what's the difference?
Just because you're black in the United States does not mean you're African American. And tell a Jamaican that they're African American, and they will be so far down your throat.
Like a Jamaican's getting sober.
So let me get this straight. They have Alcoholics Anonymous for blacks and African Americans.
That's what the pamphlet said.
So, like, one can't drink Ripple, and the other one can't.
Fred from Brooklyn wants to know if they have Jukeaholics.
Yes, it's for you to get you off the Manischewitz.
Yes.
Pour a little off for the Jews that couldn't be here. Holocaust!
For my homies in the oven.
For the homies in Auschwitz. Where's what I'm looking for?
He says.
Oi?
He says oi.
Where's that stupid thing? That stupid theme I want to play after that unplanned, awful reference. There it is. Haven't cracked this out in a while.
Oh, no, we haven't.
You cannot drink. At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
Kristallnacht. I don't get credit for that. I think somebody came up with that.
I did.
Oh, good girl.
Thank you.
Kristallnacht, very good.
I lost 3 grandparents, 2 aunts, but now I'm sober. Thank you, Hitler.
Now I can realize the family I don't have.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, that was inappropriate.
That was totally inappropriate.
So here's
so
I actually have a very good set.
Yes.
I've done these things before. I'm the most seasoned one. I have a really good set.
Right.
A couple black people.
How much time did you have to do?
I was supposed to do 30. I wound up doing more.
Well, you go over with drunks. We think you're funny.
Exactly. Good point. So, as usual, I'm selling my little stuff, and I didn't have the shot glasses.
Yeah.
And a girl comes up to me. She goes, at the end, she goes, I'm Jewish, too, which the Jews always want to tell me at the end of the show.
We're gonna form another
tribe and wander around. And she goes, I married the black guy. And I go, what, to piss off your parents more?
The black guy?
Well, there was 2.
Oh, but, okay.
I married the black guy.
But the thing is, the show's over. Everybody's having a good time. Why do I gotta say something like that, Joe?
Because you've had it.
I mean, and it was very nice. Everybody was very nice to me.
And it was very nice the way I said it. You married a color guy.
No, not me. Not me. I mean, of course I said with laugh because I was kidding.
Did you just say colored?
Yeah.
What?
Because he's Archie. Here we go.
What are your 1940s references? Colored?
No, I don't think they called him colored.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did.
All right. Well, you guys are old enough to know.
Not quite.
Pip, are you checking out all the chat rooms?
Oh, God. I just can't get into these chat rooms.
All right. Pip's going to try to mind the chat room.
I'm trying to herd the chatters into our chat room, but
this is...
We got like 4 chats.
Chatters. Yeah.
So, speaking of Jews.
That's what we usually
why am I getting messaged during my show?
Welcome to Speaking of Jews.
Speaking of Jews.
Irish Schwartz from Passaic.
No, they didn't listen to them? What? Will just chimed in, and I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
What's he saying?
I don't know who they didn't listen to.
No.
Thanks, Will.
Not you.
Because I'm a dick. Thanks, Will. We know that.
Yeah,
Will, our actor.
Did you see the first 5 minutes of the show?
No, you
didn't. Nobody did.
It's not his.
So I am not the most religious person. We really don't do a lot of religion-y stuff in this house.
Yeah.
You know, we introduce the daughter to the culture and everything. Mm-hmm. But she's been a little turned off that everything at school, 1940s. Oh, all right, well, Jesus Christ. No, I will not read that. Take it to the chat, mister.
Oh,
go to davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page, go to the chat room with that type of language. I'm not reading that. I'm not getting banned again from someplace.
Yeah.
She can do that all on her own. Thank you very much.
If we do, it's less one. Less. Well, never
Jeez,
mind.
Jeez, what a bunch of degenerates. Well, yes, you can say fuck.
We like that.
Fuck is fine, but I'm not going to be racially insensitive. It's wrong.
We did that last week, and we got in trouble.
So, my kid is bothered by the fact that, you know, they only celebrate Christmas. They only talk about Christmas in school and everything like that. And, you know, what about me? There's no other Jewish kids like her in school. So we went to Hebrew school.
She's the only Jewish kid in school?
Only in her classes, she's the only full Jew.
Really?
And why can't the teacher would usually make time to mention Hanukkah and stuff like that.
I don't know. A lot. Like, I guess one of the teachers asked, not her teacher, one of the teachers asked what she got for Christmas. And she goes, nothing. I celebrate Hanukkah. And the teacher's like, same thing. All right.
Okay.
No.
Let's put the Christ back in.
Hey, you want to know
he belongs?
Yes.
And Christ was crucified for 8 days.
Hey, listen.
He was crucified for 5 days longer than they expected.
And then
he
spun him on a dreidel.
Got to stay in the house.
What?
Okay. The Christ and Hanukkah got to stay in the house instead
of Christ and Hanukkah.
I'm making it up. You know, in Christmas they stayed out in the shed. You know,
the manger.
The manger.
Yeah, the manger. The shed.
The shed.
I'm sure there were a couple of rakes on the wall. I don't know. It was a manger.
Well, we're having more technical difficulties.
Right, right. Why don't you talk? I would be pissed off. I would talk to the teacher.
Oh, I told my wife to write a letter or something. I don't know if she did or not.
I was so pissed off I had my wife handle it.
I farmed it out. It's like this show. Somebody else do this.
Yeah.
Can't handle this myself.
Yeah, that's awful.
So we took her to Hebrew school. Mm-hmm. She wants to go to Hebrew school, so we met with the rabbi. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to Hebrew school.
What?
You're going to Hebrew school?
No,
too?
I already did that, Joe. I hated every
moment.
But
you say you're. We want to clarify who's going.
Somebody's in our chat. Go there, Pip.
I know.
well, no, but here's the thing. But here's the
It's our friend Devokis.
Ah, cool.
Oh, hey, well.
Hey, well. But here's the thing. Because she's going to learn all this stuff, we have to get re-acclimated to the Jews.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. What?
No, that you have to re-remember.
Oh.
When you say, oh, no.
Oh, no, it means they're fucked. All right.
So we have to get reacclimated mm-hmm. to it and everything. My wife's mm-hmm. panicking, and I have the background and everything.
How much of Judaism have you forgotten?
Enough to hang out with you kids regularly. You've been on the road with me. It's not like I'm not working on Shabbos.
That's true.
Many people wish I wouldn't, but
I don't eat ham. Don't eat ham.
Yeah. No, but you know the alphabet or the Jewish alphabet. Mm-hmm. Now, did you guys go to like CCD and that type?
Absolutely,
of
yeah.
And how much did that help you?
Not much lately, but no.
Oh my!
Join the after show where we talk Joe off the ledge.
Curry divorce is what it sounds like. Anyway,
can't allude to that shit. You if you're gonna say that stuff, we got to go into that.
No, we
stuff.
Can't. We can't.
Well, then don't say that.
All right. But anyway, no. When I was a kid, my parents weren't really religious. As a matter of fact, my father was an atheist. My mother left. Yeah, my mother left the church. My mother walked out of my own baptism.
What?
Even she didn't think it was going to take.
No, she walked out of my because
she knew it wasn't going to take.
Well, this is a waste of water.
No, it was the steam bubbling up out of the.
The priest said, "Really?"
Yeah. What happened was they decided to get me baptized, and they went to the old Italian church. And the priest started laying into my mother, oh, you Italians, you decide you can get your child baptized anytime, blah, 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 blah. So my mother just said, you know what, you baptize him, I'm out of here. And
your mom left you behind?
Yeah, she walked out of my own baptism.
But wait a second, was he trying to co-opt the job to your mom?
No,
I mean, he was
the priest back then were these old Italian, Irish, you know, heavy duty priests.
Yeah.
And
the type of priest that only touched a kid.
Yeah.
But fisted him.
Yes. Right. So, and, I mean, the rules
Fred
were...
says that she left Joe in the water dog paddling.
Hold his head under. He might find his way back to the edge.
She could.
People are shooting harpoons at him.
If she could, yeah. So, yeah.
Throwing crackers to get him back in the center like it's a whirlpool.
Crackers. Oh, God.
The wafers.
Yeah, I know.
The crackers.
Crackers.
Oh, whatever.
Oyster crackers.
Yeah.
Like you're a Joe Soup.
So anyway.
I know.
So anyway, after that, religion pretty much wasn't a big thing. But I had a friend of mine who went to...
Wait. After your mom left you, religion wasn't a big thing. How about parenting? was parenting an issue after that?
Parenting was... No, my mother was a good parent. But,
sure, when she was there.
Well, she was there. But then she... then I... My
I love the fact that she left you with priests.
Well, she didn't leave...
That explains a lot.
You dump up... My father was there. My aunt was there.
Oh, well, you didn't...
grandparents
hold on,
were
on.
There.
Time out. Pip, am I the dumbbell? Because he didn't mention that.
I did.
He said, my mother was a single mother.
No,
and left me at the...
No, my father died when I was six. I was like not even a year old. So my father was alive. My grandparents were alive. My aunt and uncle were alive.
Okay, well,
and they were all at this.
No, that was a cultural misunderstanding.
Well, then I beg your pardon. Then I beg your pardon.
Please explain for the Jew.
So I beg your... Yes, right. So, you know. So my mother... Yeah, my mother walked out. She was so insulted and
I can
so
just see your mom doing a carpet. Scare you guys and get home.
No. No, my mother, believe me, my nasty temper and stuff like that, my attitude, that's a lot of my mother. So you can,
thanks, Mrs. Curry.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
You continue to haunt us years later.
Yeah, she does. So after that, you know, religion really wasn't a big thing. I had a neighbor who was Catholic, lived right next door, and I went to church with him one day, and I liked it. So I told my mother, I go, yeah, I'd like to start going to church. And she went back, you know, she brought me to the church, and then I started taking CCD and confirmation. But let me tell you something about the Catholic Church. The only reason I was able to get into the CCD class, because it's all political, was that my other neighbor. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It was a whole thing. I was.
Wait, hold it back. I don't understand. I thought if you just want to go, you go.
No, it doesn't. Well, you know, you could, but apparently.
You go, him.
I might have missed the deadline on.
Deadline.
Or being at a certain age, or this, that, and the other thing where you had to start.
He's 18. We won't take him.
But the thing is, I wanted to go, and the church said, the church said, no, you're too old. It took my neighbor who worked with the church to go to the pastor and say, you know, this is a good kid. Let him in. So, you know,
somebody had to like sponsor you to get into the class.
It was just like you had to get connections to get in.
This is ridiculous. Well, I've never been a member of the Catholic Church, so some of these things are news to me too.
Yeah, those antics go on all the time there.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Antics.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is antics.
Pretty much
not
antics.
Just anybody can pray.
Yeah.
Apparently,
you
got to
know somebody. You got to know somebody.
You got to
know something. You know, it's yeah.
Hey, I know the Verducci's. Can I pray with Jews? Yeah,
can
you can pray with Jews. You just can't pray here.
Yeah.
Get to stepping. Yeah. Get to stepping, pagan.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question. Now, you said you and your wife have to get back into the religion. Remember, are you getting tested or are your daughters getting, you know?
No, I'm circumcised. I'm fine.
Tested.
Tested, like I got the HIV?
Well, yeah, I was thinking, what did he catch? He caught the Judaism? I didn't think that was contagious.
Oh dear! What problem do we have now?
Hold on a second. Maybe we shouldn't be sitting so close because pretty soon we'll both be going oi,
oi. It's catching.
It is. Now, what's the matter? Another technical issue?
No, the boss of Levy Land's like, don't forget the reeds. I did one.
We did one.
I know all about the reeds.
Don't worry. The reeds will be regularly scheduled.
Regularly scheduled.
You picked a good time to get back to religion.
I'm not getting back to it, but I got to fake it for my kid.
So what do you have to fake?
Well, she's going to ask questions. I got to know stuff. But she's not going to bring her religion into my house. I'll tell you that right now, Joe and Pip.
No. What do you mean? Who's not going to bring their religion back into your house?
My daughter.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can't.
Her with her Passover and Hanukkah and Purim. Next thing we know, I'm going to temple on Saturday. And that's why it was forced down my throat.
Yeah.
I had to go on Friday nights and Saturday morning. My dad used to wake me up for a temple on Saturday mornings. And he would, like, wake me and shake me and throw me over his shoulder. I played dead. I was like Joe after a compound party.
Just tell your daughter to call Grandpa and Grandma. They'll fill a role in.
Well, no, but they will. But, I mean, God forbid. God forbid.
God forbid.
God forbid if she wants to go to temple on Saturday mornings.
Oh, boy. No,
oh,
no,
boy.
No.
Oh, that's a problem.
It certainly is.
Well, Elise will go.
She ain't into it either.
No.
She didn't even want to get the kid bat mitzvahed.
Really?
Yeah, but we're going to now. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're going to have to go.
Yeah, so, you know what? But you know what? She likes it, and I understand why she craves it.
Gotta do a good parent thing.
Yeah, because we didn't force it down her throat.
Right, exactly.
So, people, if you want your kids to be religious, keep God out of the house.
Yeah. Keep it that way.
They'll just go sneak out of the house to get to church.
If you want your kids to love the Jesus, take the crosses down.
Well, you
want to
know something? Let me tell you something about, like, boning up and things you forgot. Now,
boning up in the church? Jeez, Joe.
You're talking about priests. Don't say boning up.
Well, not boning up. But you go
that type of
in
show.
A Catholic church, you go to confession. Everybody knows Catholics have confession. Now, you go in there.
As well you should.
Yeah. Now, believe me, I got a lot of confession to do.
Yeah, they don't have that type of time. You need to schedule an appointment.
Actually, I do. But when you go in there.
Father, you got a weekend?
But when they tell you to do a prayer, like you tell them everything you did, and then he assigns you the prayers, and you say, Hail Mary, an act of contrition, an Our Father. Now, an Our Father, everybody knows Our Father. Jews know the Our Father. But the act of contrition, I forgot years ago. And you have to say it, and it gets mad if you forget the words.
That's an act of contrition.
It's a prayer. You got to say, I forgot how it goes. But,
can you bring in a cheat sheet?
Well, what I'm thinking of doing is I think I'm going to bring my iPad. And I'm going to check it on my app.
You know,
but no, knowing me, I'll hit my stupid talking shark.
No, you you'll
go blow yourself, father. What? Oh, it wasn't me. It was the shark.
I love Sharky.
Joe's the only guy who comes out who goes to confession. Goes, you know, how can I lie and scam my way out of this?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean,
you're the only guy that has to confess after your confession.
No, because they're gonna. No, it's not. I didn't lie. If I have a cheat sheet there, and he goes, say the act of contrition with me, I could leap right through there.
They should have it there.
Fred wants to know if you're going to a confession booth with a glory hole.
Well, if it's a Catholic church,
well,
it's possible.
Well, they do have that thing that slides open.
It's going to be a very low glory hole because you know what they like in it. Right?
Oh, yeah, they lowered the window that slides open.
What the hell, man? We're just back on Hawk Live, and this is the stuff we're doing. Remember last week when we were helping children?
Yes.
Yes, I know. It was such a long time ago, though.
Speaking
already.
Of helping children, I thought you guys would get a kick out of this. Today, my kid had, to go with the whole bullying thing, with the anti-bullying thing.
Oh, yeah.
No name calling day.
Oh, what would we do?
Well, we wouldn't have a day. And they have to wear blue. First of all, if you're dealing with bullying, it should be black and blue, because that's what you're going to be.
Right.
What do you think of this show?
I think it's ridiculous.
I thought you might. I mean, but isn't every day no name calling day?
It's supposed to be, but why do they have to dress like Smurfs to do this?
It's a good question. I don't know.
What's with the
blue? And I saw what my kid was wearing. Apparently, my wife could give two craps about no name calling day, so she dresses the kid in gray. My wife's like, screw you, PTA. We're doing our own thing. My wife went rogue.
Those good damn girl. Jews always wear whatever colors they like.
Blue's like Jews.
Choose clues. No name calling day.
No name. Could understand. You imagine this show without calling each other names?
No.
That's what makes this show fun.
We'd have nothing to say.
Really?
Absolutely.
Well, the first half of the show is me calling myself every name in the book.
I know.
See, here's the thing. I kill Joe and I kill Pip, but when I fuck up, nobody kills himself more than me, and Joe knows that.
Yeah.
That's why Joe just sat here, because when I fuck shit, I'm like...
No, I was scared, too. You're looking at me like, what's with this guy? He's not saying anything. Yeah, because I ain't saying shit to you right now.
And your bike was off, so while you were talking everybody off the ledge, nobody heard. Joe actually did a great job of talking us through this while I was composing myself. Joe did a great job as number two, taking the reins of the show.
Yes.
The only problem was he forgot to turn the mic on.
Nobody heard that.
Look, we're artists. We're not technicians.
No.
Remember that.
We're artists.
Oh, boy,
what are we, finger painting with bullshit tonight?
Essentially, that's usually the theme. That's a great line, finger painting with bullshit. Finger painting with bullshit. That's a great line.
Take it, use it.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Finger painting with
bullshit. So, Joe, that was my week. What's been going on with you that we can talk about?
Let's see. Well, you were having your gig. I couldn't. I was trying to text you back. I was working out in Shoreham, Long Island, very, very far away.
Oh, that's right. I should say before you go on. While I was at this AA gig, I was texting Joe and Pip, oh, God, I wish you guys were here so we could do a live show.
Yes.
This is so awful. It's awesome.
I really wanted to reach through the phone and feel his forehead that he wanted us to be there.
And so you're in Shoreham, Long Island.
Yeah, and it was so far away you couldn't text to do anything. It was so cold. You walk into the gig. It was a private show. And you're walking to the gig. And what feels better than 15-degree weather? That would be a 40-mile-an-hour wind coming off the Sound. I almost dropped dead walking into place.
Oh, God.
It was so cold. And then after that, I went to go see Joe Cumia play with the Journey cover band.
Yep.
What a great show. Those guys, anybody wants to see Almost Journey, these guys are phenomenal. Had a great night. Really good night.
A couple of people, new people in the chat room on Levy Land want to know where our show is out of. Our show's out of New York. This is Davin's Den. And
it's Ghetto Compound.
And it's the Ghetto Compound. They don't know about the compound. So we used to have shows in Anthony Acumia's compound. But now this is Ghetto Compound, where we're doing it in Davin's basement.
Yes.
Yes.
And
same fuck-ups, half the booze, the women are twice the age.
And more. And 2 hours longer ride.
Well, it's true, actually.
And there you go.
So what's up with you, Pippa?
You know what? Really, nothing's been going on for me except work, work, work. Except last week we went to see Soundgarden.
Oh, how were they?
Oh, God, they were so great. I love that band.
Oh, Cornell could still sing, man. That guy's got some
set
of
fire.
Why shouldn't he be able to still sing? He's not that old.
No.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes he's not that young either.
No,
he's got to be, what, 45?
Yeah, he's probably at least 45 or 47. But the thing is that he spent a lot of his career screaming.
Yeah.
And
he worked with Joe?
Yeah.
Joe was blowing up Soundgarden's keyboards and not running
keys? Yes, as a matter of fact.
Just Chris Cornell, you dumb motherfucker. Boone, man, what an asshole.
Oh, you know the lyrics. those are the real lyrics, you know. They didn't print those on the...
Chris Cornell shoving a spoon up Joe's ass. That's how the song was written.
Black hole, sun, dumb fuck.
You know, what was really weird about this venue, we were in, I can't remember where it was.
Last week. Were you at the AA meeting and it didn't take?
That's how burnt I am. Hammerstein Ballroom.
Oh, right. Cool.
And, you know, we were in the lower balcony and it's really configured very strangely because they have chairs that aren't attached. They just kind of lay out these chairs that are sort of like catering chairs. And you sit there, and they're all very close to one another. And the balcony, the upper balcony, the bottom of it slopes down so that if you're sitting in the back, you can only see this one section of the stage. And luckily,
you were in the good section.
Yes. Well, you know, we could see the stage.
So, like, the whole top is like obstructed view.
Absolutely.
What a bunch of bullshit that is.
Just
to cram you in there and get you money.
No, see, the thing was that it was general admission, even in the balconies, and so you had to just go in and find a seat where you thought you were going to be able to see.
What's the Soundgarden ticket going for?
It was 75.
75 and you can't see the band?
Well, we could see the band.
You could?
Because
you got there early.
No. We were the furthest back in the lower balcony.
Okay.
So the people in front of us could see. But, you know, you're always playing this Russian roulette of who's going to be the tall asshole that's going to stand through the whole show.
I hate that guy.
The guy that has to stand. You know what?
Sit down.
Here's the thing. Because music sounds so much better when you can stand.
Oh.
I never get. Unless you're a hot young girl shaking your ass. And now I don't want to look at the band. You know what? If you're a fatty or an oldie of either gender, sit your ass down. I'm not standing up. I know, but nobody wants to see the back of this stupid head. I'm sitting down. And just courteous.
Well, half of the thing was, I mean, we go to a lot of shows where you have to stand the whole show. And we're getting on in age, you know, so this is quite a feat. I'll tell you.
You stand
packed in like a veal for 3 hours in the same spot and you can't move.
Chris Cornell's too loud. I wish they would turn that music down.
But it's true.
Where's my earpiece?
Where's my horn?
You have a lot less tolerance for concerts now than you did when you were a kid. Take the guy dancing, okay?
I'd rather not.
No, but the guy dancing in front of you, chances are you were stoned, you were drunk, maybe you had weed, you know, and it was cool.
When did that become not cool?
When you had to lay out $85 for a ticket, you worked all day, and stupid's in front of you dancing. I was like, sit down.
Here's part of the thing, is that Mr. Helix was feeling very under the weather. He's had this cold that I've just managed to catch.
As a girl.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, good news. We're going to be on Wicked all night. Personal Tarot's not having a show. So.
Good. Oh, all right.
We can soil their air for the full show, too.
I guess they saw it in the cards.
Yeah. Sorry.
Listen, after what I've done, I've got
nothing to say.
Nah, listen, Joe's allowed a couple, you know, although he did with the mic, but all right, Joe, that's fine. You're very clever with that.
Hey, who knew on meant on? I don't know.
Clearly not you. It's about the fourth time.
At least you have an on your mic.
That's right. I didn't set this mic up. You did. It's your fault. You never switched it on.
It's not my job to turn it on, Joe.
Because of all the hubbub.
Yes.
But
the hubbub.
There was a lot of
23 skidoo there, Pip.
Shenanigans. Beginning of the show. So this guy that was in front of us. First of all, people were smoking in the ballroom, and I know you can see.
What were they smoking? Cigarettes or weed?
No, I could smell weed coming up. But the thing is, the guy sitting right in front of us was smoking a pipe of like this floral smelling tobacco.
He was smoking potpourri.
Yeah, I think he was. I think he took the bowl from behind on the top of the toilet and brought it in and shoved his pipe and he kept lighting it. And even the guys sitting in front of him were waving their arms like, holy shit, what is that horrible smell?
Ugh.
And nobody was coming around. I mean, there was more security. We thought that the president was going to be at this friggin' concert because there were so many security guards there.
Really?
Incompetent.
Really? You thought the president was a big Chris Cornell fan?
Yes, we did.
You familiar with what he sang to?
In the chat room, Schwartzbruder says fancy. Yeah, it was fancy pipe smoke.
The proper pipe, though. I don't know the proper pipe holding.
You have to hold your hand like this.
My word, I do love Soundgarden.
Look at all the riffraff behind us. I can't see because of my smoke.
My word.
I'm so enjoying.
Who's sneezing behind me? I'm going to get up and dance.
I'm so enjoying the patches on the elbows of my my vest. That's right.
My sweater. Muffy, I do love Soundgarden. I wish Red Hot Chili Peppers was opening too, like back in the old days.
Well, it could be a whole grand show. It'd be lovely.
Now, if Nirvana shows up, I'm in.
Yeah, right. Well,
my word, there are only two of them left, though. I don't know.
Oh,
now
we'll have to raise someone.
They should team
dead.
Up with the Beatles.
Yeah,
they teamed up with Paul McCartney.
Yeah, that. Right.
They did. So, the guy that was right in front of us was so into the music. Now, I actually like if people are standing up and you know going singing along with the music. I dig it when people get so into it that they forget all idea that there are any other people around them. This guy was
you
so
like assholes.
Into it. No.
Till a fist brings him back to reality.
I'm not in my living room.
It's funny you should mention fist. Guy,
what a segue, Joe. You're a pro.
That's where I lead in.
It's funny because he was like punctuating the music with his fist like he was beating the shit
out
of this
Jesus
imaginary
Christ.
He's beating the beats.
He was. But it was really great watching him. He was so into it. And there was another guy in another section doing the same shit. It was hilarious.
Gonna put them together. Look like Rock'em Sock'em Robots for the rest of the show.
Should have turned one of them around. And go.
Watch them knock themselves out.
But you were even you, Joe. You're a big guy, but even you would not be telling this guy to sit down and stop punching because he definitely would have done you in.
Oh yeah.
He
well, you got to pick and choose your battles.
Yeah, you do.
I know. I do.
Yeah. It was all right. I could see him around him, and I could hear the music fine, and. You know, me and Mr. Helix, who was under the weather and he was sitting down, it was fine.
Old man Helix.
he told me he felt like it that night. He was a trooper then.
Where's my hot water bottle?
I'm getting too old for this. Sit down. My word. Why don't you have to my pipe, good man?
It's 8 o'clock. When are these kids going to get on?
8 o'clock. When are these kids?
I got to have my warm milk at 9.
Now, listen, he did 2 gigs feeling like shit, so I can't pick on him.
Yeah, it's called being a performer.
Yeah, no, he is. He is a professional. He will show up.
No, professionals.
Yes.
Don't have to go on when they feel like shit. They just reschedule the big concert. Assholes like all of us, we go on sick.
That's not true.
No, a lot of them. You know how much money goes into a big production? I mean, those guys, unless you're in the hospital, that show goes on.
Yeah, well, Steven Tyler does that every couple of years. Oh, look at that. Joe Perry smacked me in the ass. Oh, there I go.
He's just throwing himself off the stage, though, to get a little
attention.
It probably cost him
like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I'm sure he's fine.
No.
He hobbled it off.
You know what? Ian Fleming wants to know, is it free to ring? I don't know. I assumed it was Fleming was Ian. I don't know if it's free. It's Skype. So
Skype. So I guess if it's local, if you got like a regular carrier.
Well, he's calling from Ireland, so.
Probably not.
Probably not.
That's
probably
going
to
be long distance. Yeah. You can get a calling card and call us next week.
But I like it too.
Yeah, you could. You know, or if you get Skype on your own.
You can Skype
website,
us.
You can Skype us, and that's free. Skype to Skype is free.
Skype to Skype is free.
Yeah, so that's for everybody that's listening in. But especially if you're overseas, like Fleming is here.
Daisy.
You know, try that.
All right. So, good concert.
Yeah. Oh, it was amazing. Right. I just loved them so much.
Any who opened?
No opening.
Oh, really?
It was all them, and they went on and on and on.
Nice.
I mean, they played for a
couple. They went on and on. All right, we get it.
Enough! You only had a couple of hits.
No, it was great.
Well, you know, we did not mention earlier that I hung out with our pal Joe this week.
No, we did not. Oh, as a matter of fact.
Joe and I hung out on Sunday.
Oh, wait a second.
What?
I have to tell something that happened even before that. What happened right after the show last week.
All right.
Okay.
You need to? Sure.
No, I do. It's funny.
Well, we've heard that before out of you.
Joe, is it funny?
Yes.
It's funny.
All right. I have a little bit more confidence.
Yes. So Joe and I were leaving.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Now, yes.
I'm very excited.
Yes, it is. No, now it just clicked. Yes.
Their nipples are hard. Here we go. Let's all be entertained, kids.
I'm glad you brought that. God, I'm so glad you brought because I would have totally forgot. Tell the story.
All right. Yeah, fuck,
so
please.
Joe, shut up.
Joe and I were leaving the show. Joe takes a slightly different route in the back roads up here than I do. So he doesn't realize that I caught up right behind him right before we got on the highway. And I was following along right behind him, waiting to see if he would even notice that I was behind him. And he didn't. So then we got to this point of the road where they said construction ahead or be prepared to stop. We didn't know at that point it was a horrific accident.
Yeah.
And they had set up all of these cones to try to get everybody on the New York Thruway into one lane. And so now I see him, and just as it's the section where you're supposed to get over into the one lane. I pull up right next to Joe.
You were now. I gotta. You were the person that was merging in.
Yes.
You. Be,
yeah, I was.
Dude, I'm in the car, right? And this person decides to merge in. Now, last week's show, I was having a lot of computer problems. I was not in the greatest moods when I was going home.
Nobody noticed.
I just. Yeah. Well, I just want to go home. Now I hit this traffic, and now this asshole is trying to merge.
Our asshole.
And I, Pip, you know why I didn't look at you? I go. I am so pissed off right now. I'm just going to try to ignore this and let it go. And in front of us are these two assholes that are going, getting out of the car and running around and stuff.
They're doing this Chinese fire drill in the car. One of them has this big hat with mud flaps on the side. You know, like looks like a ridiculous hipster douche. And so he jumps out of the car. He jumps over the what do you call that? The guardrail. He jumps into the woods and starts peeing because we've stopped dead in traffic.
You?
No, the guy's in front of us.
In the car in front of him. And so we're watching this ridiculousness going on. Now, I'm right next to Joe, and I'm waving at him like, hello, hello. I can hear through the door of his car, he's got the radio cranked, and he's listening to the traffic report. He's holding his head. He is just so
you
miserable.
Saw that?
Oh! I did. He was sitting there holding his head.
Because it
like,
was the last goddamn straw.
I know. He was
it was
like
the
so
last
mad.
Fucking straw.
He's holding his head, and he's
really,
like...
Really, Michael Douglas?
He was like...
Yes. Oh, yes. Pip, you saw it. Michael Douglas. Yes. Falling down abso-frickin-lutely.
He was ready to go put the gun... Together in the back of his car and jump out and start taking.
And I was, and it was funny because I wasn't letting her in. And then
he wasn't
said,
even looking over at me.
And I said, you know what? I gotta let it go because that was the last straw.
I had my blinker on, and first of all, I'm waving at him. Mm-hmm. He's not paying attention. Mm-hmm. I hear he's got his radio on. I opened the window. Now, it was like 3 degrees that night. I opened the window and I'm yelling, Joe. Through the window, he's just dead ahead, like we're still driving. He's staring straight ahead.
I was just so pissed off because my computer was not working. I turned in a horrendous performance last week, and I was just pissed at me, pissed at the world, and I wanted to just go home. And then I hit this traffic and his last straw, and then this asshole is trying to merge in who I wanted to kill.
So now I scooch
when's
up a couple.
Funny? Huh? When's the funny?
I scooch up a couple. Inches.
Believe
well,
me, it was
so
funny.
Delusional. I scooch up a couple of inches, and I'm trying to get out of his peripheral zone into where he can see. Mm-hmm. Nothing. He won't look at me. I take a tissue off of my passenger seat. I crumple it up. I throw it out the window at him, and he still doesn't.
Wow,
look at
I was that bad. Wow.
Oh, you were.
Yeah, I forget a Looney Tune.
So as we're finally get going,
the first thing we heard was her cats with some fuzz that blew some hair balls on the couch. On the Ramones gig.
Just as a testament on how pissed off and disgusted
driving,
I was with life.
So as we finally get going down the throughway, I'll call him to tell him, hey, I was the one trying to break in, you bastard.
You're lucky he took your call. He doesn't take mine.
He didn't.
Well, that's Joe.
Well, you know why? Because I thought I the reason I didn't take the call is I thought it was him going, what the fuck was that all about for 3 hours? So I didn't take the call.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I know when to call talk to you.
Yeah, when not to. So.
Well, there you go.
Right.
I called him up and I was like, that was me trying to get in. You didn't even look over.
But I did call. I did leave a message the next day because I did. I was just laughing. Not that anybody is right now, but you had to be there. But it was pretty funny.
I followed right behind him. I called you again and I left another message. I said, if this was a spy movie, you would be so dead.
I would be so dead.
He doesn't look in his rear view ever. He didn't even notice that I was mirroring every single movie.
I was just in a state of mind that night. That wasn't good. So,
if it had been anybody else, I would not have even attempted to try to get into the lane because
that's
you had murder
funny.
On
well,
your,
I'll be paying
eyes.
Attention tonight, James Bond.
All right, funny. Okay,
yeah, well, it was. You had to see the look.
You had
to.
Wait.
Here's the problem with the story. Where you have to see the look on their face. All of us
didn't
see
it.
The look on his face.
You
speak
can't
for
imagine
yourself.
The look
speak
on
for
his
yourself.
Face.
Speak for yourself. What are the people on the chat saying?
I don't know. What are they saying?
Nobody has spoken for a couple seconds.
Way to quiet them down.
Yes. Oh, so you guys stop having fun in that chat room.
I wanted to have. You know what? I'm glad we addressed it. It made me laugh.
Well, good. And if we can't do that, then what is this about?
What is it all about?
What's all?
Well,
about?
Somebody else made me laugh this weekend.
Tell me.
I hung out with Joe. Joe is on the Fat Horse Challenge, which yes. we're going to get to in a second, where he has yes. to lose weight. So Joe and I, we had a meeting about some potential show news. But before that, Joe and I went out to eat, wanted to catch up on some things. So Joe, because he's trying to lose weight, trying to be healthy, gets himself a nice salad. Sounds like a good idea, right?
Yeah.
Nice, healthy. A chef's salad, a lot in there. But, okay. Yeah, a lot of meat, a lot yeah. of veggie, should be fine. Joey's scarfing down the bread.
Right.
So he might as well have gotten a sandwich. But but then here's the thing.
You had enough bread, too.
I know, but I'm not the one who has
to drink
this in their future. But that's not the issue. So when the waitress asks Joe what type of dressing, Joe says ranch dressing. They give you these two big packets of the ranch dressing.
Okay.
Not like the little ones that you get at the rest area.
Right.
Like the big ones.
Yeah.
Joe is going through dressing like there's no... He just keeps, can I have another? Can I have another? Can I... To the
please,
point,
sir, can I have another?
To
please,
the point
sir,
where the, this was
another?
My favorite part. The waitress looks at him and goes, really?
No!
Yes! The waitress, it was like me and the waitress had a mind meld, yeah. And I'm like, welcome to my world.
What do we have, the show? Bring the fucking dressing.
I mean, he might as well have mainlined the friggin' ranch dressing. I mean, just...
They never give you enough
they
dressing.
They gave you eight of them.
No, the six.
I told her to tap the keg.
Tap the keg.
There's not enough ranch
dressing. It was a big salad. They never give you enough dressing for that.
Now, in Joe's defense, this waitress could have used the exercise.
Yeah. Okay.
She was a big gal.
Wow.
So she might have been funneling ranch dressing, too. Yeah.
She should have been understanding then.
But no, because every time she walked, yeah, can I get another dressing? I'm like, Joe, just ask for five of them already. Let's be done with this.
When you get a chef salad, it's usually big, and they usually give you little two packets, and that's not enough. A chef salad is very big.
So why didn't you tell her extra dressing when we started?
I did.
I just like the fact that the waitress is like, really?
Yeah, right.
Really, you son of a bitch?
You made me go back and forth. Years ago, when I used to waitress, we had I worked in a diner, and if you sold a Belgian waffle, the owner would only let you put one syrup pack on the plate, which meant that I was going back and forth at least twice more to get syrup.
Yeah. Cardio.
But it sucked. I was, you know, young and in good shape, but it sucked because it's like got a lot of plates to get out.
How many packets do you think would probably be good for a Belgian waffle? I would say three.
The little boxes that they came in, it was probably like if you took three dominoes and stacked them on top of each other, that's about the size that they were for people who can't see. I mean, indicating with my fingers. But two of those was good for a Belgian waffle. Some people wanted a third, but this cheap bastard wants to put on one. And then we'd always inevitably have to go back and get more until I finally started just putting two on there because it's like, dude, I'm getting a tip. I'm not going to be the waitress syrup.
Here was the funny thing about this whole thing with the waitress. She's working on tips.
Yeah.
And even she's like, fuck it, I don't give a shit about Joe. I mean, her whole paycheck depends on being nice
right.
to customers.
Right.
And even she's like, who is this asshole?
Pip, she stopped and she goes, really? And I'm like, what are we on the show? In a restaurant. I want ranch dressing. Shut your face.
Davin, that $20 that you slipped her was well worth it.
You would have thought he did, believe me, for the way she looked.
She's using it for Weight Watchers. All right, so Joey last week says Joe originally wanted to drop 10 pounds a week.
Yes.
We said that Joe would be in a coma, and we're not looking for the show to improve that much.
It's unrealistic, and it would be unsafe.
So Joey wants to lose 30 pounds by April 1st, which is still unrealistic.
Yeah, it's a lot.
By the end of April, I think, is realistic. By the end of April. If he loses two, so we came up with 2 pounds a week.
Yeah, 2 pounds a week.
So we came up with the Fat Horse Challenge.
Yes.
Where there's punishments. Now, last week, Joey weighed in at 233. Let's...
Welcome to the Fat Horse Challenge. Dead varmint Joe Curry's going to try to lose 30 pounds by April 1st, and we don't think it's going to be a happening. So watch him gallop up to the scale and see if he can do it. And if he does, yee-haw! If he don't, these are going to be consequences. So let's see if he can do it on the Fat Horse Challenge.
All right.
Watch him gallop up to the scale.
All right. So Joe weighed in at 233 last week. But now, when I spoke to him on Sunday, he was down 3.5 pounds. And then I saw him in a hell of a farm. And the village next to it. So we came up with, for the first challenge, there'll be various challenges. For every pound over 231 this week, mm-hmm. 231, Joe will be doing a shot of light soy sauce, because we can.
Yes, and let me add, a lot of people had heard about the soy sauce punishment was concerned, saying there was a lot of sodium, but our pal here thinks of everything and made sure it was low
right.
sodium.
It was in the cupboard. I really didn't give a shit. Just being completely honest, dude. It was in the cupboard. I couldn't care less.
Ixnay, show you care.
And he'll be doing this with probably the worst punishment out of all, out of a shot glass. Shot glass I used to sell after the show. Says, have a tequila, have a tequila. So that will go down even harder for Joe.
Yeah.
So, Joe, the scale's to your left, sir. Let's see what you
number
now. He has to be down to 231.
Right. Now, okay. Here's the deal. I am taking this off because when I weighed in last, I am wearing my shoes because that's the way it was.
But you don't have a tie.
No. Wearing a tie, a bike chain.
Run upstairs and get a tie, Devin.
So, scale.
Here we go.
All right.
Joey's weighing in.
All right.
For the Fat Horse Challenge. Joe breaks yet more technology.
Fucking scale works like everything else around here.
No, you gotta step on it, wait for it to zero out, and then step.
That's just error.
All right, now get on. All right, let me get there we go. Error, like him.
All right.
Stop shifting.
What's the matter?
What's it say, stupid?
What are you doing?
It says 218.
Well, that's not right. You didn't lose 15 pounds.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Try again. Right. Unless you really fucked up last. What do you weigh at home?
At home, what did I weigh myself? 236 at
236
home.
236
today?
At home.
No, this was on Friday, so scales have variances. So.
Yeah, especially in carpeting.
Yeah. Is reasonable, so.
Wait a minute, what was he last week here?
233.
Okay.
All right, let's try that again. I'm getting a call.
What the hell?
That's a call. Pick it up.
Okay. Hello? You're on Davin's Den. Hello?
Can't hear anything.
No. Hi. Hey. Who's this?
It's 218 pounds.
Who's this? You have to speak up.
Perfect.
208 zeroed out.
Hello.
Okay. I'm
You're on the air.
Not moving.
All right, hang up.
Okay. Hanging up because you're not saying anything. Sorry.
215 pounds.
All right. Well, that sucks.
Wait a minute.
What?
How much is it?
215.
215. Now, look, I'm not going to kid you.
Go over there with it. Maybe it's lumpy over there.
Is that possible?
No.
Look at him. He didn't lose 50. I mean, he doesn't look
fit. You want to know? I'm siding with him. It's wrong.
Well, you know what? The first week that anybody goes on a diet, they lose a lot of water weight, and you know,
he didn't have an ocean in him.
No. Well, you know,
even we can't even do a weigh-in on this show. What is it, Joe?
230.
You did it.
All right,
Yay.
Joe. So
the ground must have been lumpy.
So there you go. Joey lost 3 pounds.
And
so
next
week he has to be down to 228.
Yeah.
Very
you
good,
can
Joe.
Do that, Joe.
No. Next week we bring back the soy sauce. Good yes. job, Joe. I'm happy
yeah.
for you.
Yay. Awesome.
So Joe's going to be around a little longer. I don't know if we call that a win or a loss, but you know what.
Dave Harris says, Pip looked genuinely frightened of Skype. Yes, I was.
That's awesome. Damn you, technology! Get out of our village!
I was like, what is it doing?
She's asking me to throw, like, where's the torches? Burn the computer! What should I do? Pick it up, stupid!
Dave, smite it with fire, he says.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Dave Harris, the brains behind Levy Lane.
Yes.
Bob Levy's the beauty. Dave Harris is
the
brains.
Hi, David. You know, I absolutely had no idea what that sound was. I forgot it makes that
what
sound.
What is that?
What
They're
is
coming
that?
To get us. They won't let Joe weigh in. They're going to skin him. They're going to wear Joe's pelt. What do we do?
I can't believe the damn scale didn't even work.
Curse. Should have been more. Error. Go fuck yourself. Hey, get off me, you big fatso.
Joey from Hawk had to fix it.
He team viewed the thing.
David says, "Yay, Joe, you're still a fat bastard."
Ah, but getting thinner. Yes. But getting thinner.
He's working on it.
I'm working on it.
I am down. What am I down? If I weigh about from last week, I'm down 4 pounds.
Right. Well, that's not bad. Awesome. You started Nutrisystem this week, right?
I started Nutrisystem last week, and before that, I'm probably if I go for my highest. I'm probably down at 11 and a half since January.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
But I still look like a fat fuck.
Well, so do I. It takes time. I mean, we're not exactly.
I'm wearing blousy clothing. I'm ripped underneath.
Wearing blousy clothing.
I'm blousing.
I'm wearing a moo. He's going to show up next week and I'm Jets moo.
Speaking of blouses, you'll enjoy this, Joe. I told this to Pip earlier. So I'm talking to Mike McClinton from the Bama Clinton, our pal, earlier in the day. We're Facebooking and everything. Uh-huh. And I told Mike I might have to bust his balls because he was sending me on a wild goose chase. So I might do Mike McClinton's Mike McClinton! He's never heard of the Imprim. I'm going to walk away and do the reposition. So it's like, well, you know, I impersonate people, you know, and he's like, oh, impersonate Johnny Race. I say, go to Mandy's. I go, I want a black shirt that's bedazzled, that hangs off one shoulder that says lead guitarist on it. Inside comedy. Anyway,
yes.
We're having some Susie Homemaker chat here. David says, tell Joanne to steal some of the vegan recipes off of my wife's Facebook page, you'll drop weight like a motherfucker. So that's from David to Joe.
I didn't know Heather of Naughty Bits was a vegan. I had
no idea. Really?
Yeah.
You learn things like that.
I didn't know that either.
Things that you probably don't give a shit about.
It looks good on her.
She looks good with a vegetable, hence Dave. Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, I fucked with the boss. And
be
yet one
nice.
More station banned from.
Be nice.
Yes.
Dave and I were having a good old time at Mersh's expense earlier today.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Did you look at that?
No, I didn't get a chance.
Anyway.
So there are words that have been banned. We're going to take a break in a few minutes. But there have been words that have been banned for 2013. Usually we like to do these at the end of December. But we recorded a lot of stuff earlier, and we didn't get to it last week. So here's a couple words. Fiscal cliff.
Yes.
It says, as one might expect, this phrase received the most nominations this year. If Congress acts to keep the country from tumbling over the cliff, LSU believes this banishment should get some of the credit. Fiscal cliff. That joke is now – fiscal cliff has now made its way into my act, by the way.
Yes.
Yes, because when I get a lot of – I do current events and stuff that people don't always understand. That's what I tell, what I tell myself, Joe. That's why the joke don't work.
Yeah, sometimes I do. Yeah, I do the same thing
so
sometimes.
So I look at them. I go, you know, when I say fiscal cliff, half you people expecting the coyote to run off of it.
No, did he laugh?
Yeah. They know the coyote.
Oh, your version on that. Okay, I did the same thing, and he stared at me.
I'm funny.
Really?
Well, don't get crazy.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, Joe, I can pull that joke off. I can pull that gem off.
I always think of lemmings whenever they talk about the fiscal cliff.
Why?
Because yeah, lemmings off run off cliffs.
Here's another one. Kick the can down the road. Notice these are all government shit so far?
Yes.
Yes.
It's all. I think everybody's sick of government. Kick the can down the road. That's something I never use.
What does that even mean? Like,
that means
kick around an idea.
It means kick the can down the road.
Just keep you're not a temporary fix. Yeah, you're not addressing it. You just keep
kicking
it. For instance,
when Joey from Hawk or Dave from Leavyland or Donnie from the Hit Zone fix my shit, they're kicking the can down the road because chances are in a week or two we're going to need to refix my shit.
So it's sort of like a Band-Aid on
They're not fixing the problem, they're enabling it.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. They only encourage me to repeat the process. So they are kicking. Tonight, Joey from Hawk kicked the can down the road.
Right. What he does is he goes on and he goes on and manually fixes it for us instead of going, dude, just give up.
Yeah. Really, what I needed was a message. Kick in the can.
A kick in the can.
But yes, that's postponing. So Joe's version of kicking the can down the road is that, fuck it. Going to sleep. Do the lawn tomorrow.
Postponing the inevitable.
Exactly. It's a procrastinator. So I don't really mind that expression, though.
Oh, my God. I live by that expression.
Kick the can down the road?
Yeah. But you've
never used it, so you don't live by it.
I know, but I that's my credo. I didn't even know it. That is.
I bet you don't even know what the word credo means.
I do.
Spell it. Oh, wait. You know how wasn't to spell. That a, never mind.
Wasn't that a superhero's partner, Credo? Come on, Credo.
Green
let's
Lanterns.
Go.
Partner, wasn't that it?
Yeah, Kato. That was Kato. That was what I was going for.
I know. Thank you.
Eventually never got there. But anyway, I'll just keep kicking that down the road.
Now, this next one I actually like. Double down.
I like that one, too, because it means gambling. It's a gamble.
Yeah, like when you stepped on the scale. This blackjack term is now used as a proverb in place of repeat or reaffirm, reiterate. So basically what they, because again, it's a governmental thing, is so like when we say something fucking stupid, instead of acknowledging, like when Romney said 47%, he doubled down on it. He like backed it up. Yeah. And then people are like, wow, he's twice the asshole we thought he was. Yeah. It wasn't a slip of the lip. He just kicked the can down the road and apologizing. And now his campaign's going off the fiscal cliff.
It's just like, just keep bringing it up, dude. Just keep bringing it up.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, when you fuck. So, like, and for the show, if I kept on fucking things up and knew I fucked up, I would just double down and do it again and think somehow magically go, oh, it's supposed to be fucked up.
Watch the beginning of next show when Davin will be doubling down.
Job creators or creation? I hate this term because this is for rich people. Not everybody who's rich creates a job.
Right. No, it's stupid.
I'm a job creator. No, you're not. No. You have a lot of money.
Yeah, you know.
Well, if they're investing in capital, they are creating jobs.
Our pal is not a job creator. Maybe one Mexican to do his lawn. He's not a. It's not like there's a team of people making sure the compound runs every week, as we know. I mean, he's a very wealthy man. He's our pal. He's not a job creator. Yeah. I create more jobs with my little company than I do with a lot of these job creators.
Yeah.
Now, you know, Bill Gates, he was a job creator. Mm-hmm. Steve Jobs, he was a job creator.
Thurston even had the name in his word. He even had the name in his last name.
Very good, Joe.
Thank
Thurston
you.
Howell III, he couldn't even create a fucking army to get him, a navy to get him off that island.
Well, he was stuck on the island. He didn't have a phone. A professor couldn't invent one.
He invented a radio.
Mm.
He did out of coconuts, I'm sure, at one
exactly.
point.
Exactly. So, yeah, job creators. Yeah. It implies supernatural powers. Dun, dun, dun! You will take out my trash and I will pay you $3 an hour. I am job creator. Such as the ability to change the weather or levitate. I did not know job creator meant that.
Yeah.
Most new jobs pay less than the lost jobs to ensure stratospheric CEO compensation and nice returns on investment. Well, they're creating more jobs for themselves.
When you talk about job creators, they're assuming all job creators are these like rich, like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. What about the regular small business owner that can't bring on extra people because the Obamacare is going to screw them all
up? Don't put reasons behind it.
I'm just saying.
He's not. He's not a very good job creator.
Who's that?
The guy who can't hire people.
Hmm.
He's not creating jobs.
Well, you know, it's been used for people who are, you know, super rich, and that's not necessarily, you know, they're not necessarily, you know, and easy for me to say.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Moving along.
Poignant words. Poignant words.
I'm not going to
kick that can down the road.
The next one. Passion. Now, I liked it when it's used of the Christ, but passion or passionate. Diabetes is not just Big Pharma's business. It's their passion. Really? Are they fucking a pill when they go home?
Yeah. Or they're in love.
Oh, I'm going to fill you up with insulin. I doubt it.
Maybe.
I got a passion.
I was just going to say that I don't really particularly remember hearing that phrase too
often. No, I hear that. I hear that when they're trying to, when a business is trying to justify themselves.
Oh.
You know.
In what way? Like, what would
they
use that?
We're passionate about our soup.
No, say Verizon. I can't think of an example right now.
All right.
Connectivity isn't our business, it's our passion.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That's a good example.
Except when you're lost like a mile in the woods, and then they're not so passionate about
you. Right.
Or in Joe's case, we're in the end of Long Island. Eh, you know what? We're not passionate about you.
Love is fleeting.
Exactly. Passion is a very strong emotion, it just doesn't last long.
It fades.
Right.
Yeah. But that's how it's used. This one I never heard of before. YOLO.
Oh, I heard of that.
Stands for You Only Live Once, and used by wannabe Twitter philosophers, as opposed to those real Twitter philosophers that you'll find, who think they've uncovered a deep secret of life, also used as an excuse to do really stupid things. Hey, Joe, YOLO. Such as streaking at a baseball game with YOLO printed on one's chest.
It should be called YSDN. You should die now.
That's not really catchy, but I like the meaning behind it.
I like it.
YSDN.
You should just die
YOLO. Sounds like a Russian clown.
YOLO. does.
Gringos YOLO. YOLO, you're very funny. Look at YOLO. He is balancing vodka on his head. YOLO, he's so funny.
So you said you've heard of YOLO.
I have. I have. As a matter of fact, I had heard of it before this, but in the most recent context, it was on, I'm embarrassed to say, one of those Kardashian shows. Yeah, because Kim Kardashian and one of the sisters got drunk and went out shopping, and they were looking for things with YOLO written on it.
Oh.
I know. I was like, oh, that's
You know
sad.
What happens when you get YOLO and J-Lo? You get a ho-ho. Ha-ha.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. That's the next one. Spoiler alert. What
oh,
was once
well,
a polite...
Oh, I thought you were going to ruin something for us.
I did. I've ruined about almost an hour and a half. Spoiler alert. I'm probably going to fuck shit up again next week.
Mm. Yay!
Tune in. What was once a polite warning has turned into a declarative statement. I have just spoiled something for you. Spoiler alert. I'll give you an, but you need the spoiler alert. I
Me
like
too.
That.
You like the it. Spoiler alert?
I do, because it warns me not to read further. Like, our pal, Cal Verducci, just did a big audition. He puts on Facebook, I've got a really big audition coming up. You know, I can't tell anybody what it is, but it went really well. This is life-changing.
Wow. And
it went really well. The next day, our pal Ward from the Ward and Al show goes, so proud of my pal Cal Verducci for doing great at the America's Got Talent audition.
Oh!
Asshole! Yeah. We needed a spoiler alert. We were waiting for Cal to tell us. You fucked up his good news.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, thanks for, you know, jumping in.
Thanks
you
for
know.
Nothing.
I like spoiler alert.
I do too.
Joe?
I like
it. I like it. I just don't like when it happens. Like if somebody tells you the end of a movie or something like that.
But that's
that.
Why you get the spoiler alert.
So before
yeah,
they
true.
Go and do that.
You don't like spoilers.
No, I don't like spoilers. Yeah, spoiler alert? Yeah, I could take a spoiler alert. Yeah.
We're all pro spoiler alert.
Yeah, I really like that, especially if it's something done by a critic and they're going to tell you something that's the most important part, you know. And maybe they have a reason for saying it, but it's like, don't ruin the movie for me before I got there, genius.
Right.
Bucket list. I thought we got rid of this one last year.
I thought that
the expression makes me cringe every time I hear it, and we've been hearing it for several years. I'm surprised it already isn't already on your master list. This is somebody writing into them.
Yeah.
The Lake Superior University that does this.
Mm-hmm.
I like bucket list.
I like bucket list.
I like bucket list. There's a couple of things on my bucket list that I've done. So, you know.
Like what?
I met Cheech and Chong. And I got now,
that's on your bucket list.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because Cheech and Chong are one of them and Carlin are one of the two people that wanted me to start doing comedy.
When are you going to meet Carlin?
a can down the road. So Cheech and Chong,
Carlin.
Shut up. Cheech and shut up. No way. After what I ate on Sunday, they pulled that up. Bullshit. But anyway, Cheech and Chong were playing in Westbury Music Fair, and I went to see them. And they were the world to me. I love those guys. So basically what I did was after the show, I went around the back to the backstage door and hung out there like a 16-year-old girl. And I'm sitting there waiting to meet them. And I finally met them and I told them, you know, that I'm a comic as well and what those guys meant to me. And I've always wanted to tell them that. And also on the
spoiler alert, Joe met him.
Yeah. And also in the paper, they listed the comedy that week. And there was Cheech and Chong. And then I was right under it. Which was a major league thing.
This
for
is
me.
A Cheech and Chong story. It's not a bucket list story.
But it's one of the things I wanted to get.
Does that help you categorize things that it's on your bucket list?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
That's one of the things I always wanted to tell them or George Carlin. Obviously, it's just going to be them. What
Don't
they meant to me
short.
And what they had.
Very confident you'll meet Carlin. Might be the only way. You and Carlin in the green room.
Someday. The big green room.
Trending. A trend is something temporary. Thank goodness. However, like if you ever watch wrestling, they always put like, the rock bottom trending now.
Mm.
So like everyone's. So if you don't know it's popular, you're an asshole. This is what's popular. I don't need to know what's trending.
I don't.
Unless
really,
I was trending, then I'd want to know.
I don't really care about it so much.
I like trending. I'm so out of the loop with stuff. Like they'll like on the paper they'll have what's trending. So I look at it and I go, okay. So you want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, just what's, you know, what people think is cool at any given moment.
Yeah, well, it is kind of good because, especially being a comedian or, you know, doing a show like this, it's like if you're not
Which
tapped
has nothing
in.
Nothing to do with comedy.
No,
nothing.
But you have to be tapped into the popular,
pop culture. You really do. You need to,
all right,
yeah.
So, all right, we can keep trending.
Yeah.
Superfood. It's food. It's either healthy or not. There's no super involved. Superfood. This Brussels sprout is going to kick your ass and lift that car off the baby. It's super sprout.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a turnip.
It's a vegetable. Oh, it's Christopher Reeves.
Huddle a huddle a who.
Oh, God.
You're not the only one that could do old references.
Oh, and make them stink. All right.
Unless it has a little cape on the back of it, I don't want to hear superfood.
I think it puts a lot of pressure on a food. Is this food going to save the family?
Yeah.
There's a fire. You know what we need? A carrot.
Yeah.
Oh, this poor food. It's like its best just isn't good enough. It has to be superfood.
I'm just a string bean. Can't people understand that? So many people depend on me.
I like this one. Boneless wings.
I don't understand what the problem is.
Well, here's the problem. They're really just chicken pieces.
Yeah, I know. So, but it gives you a visual idea of what your food you're going to get.
Actually, you could just... No, they're right. It's a fucking chicken nugget.
Yeah.
But it's a long chicken nugget, isn't it?
No, that's a chicken finger.
Oh.
Or a chicken tender.
Mm.
Yeah, that's true. We already have words for this. Get rid of the boneless wing.
Joe, I know you're a fan of wings.
But anything I could dip into a nice sauce without...
Like his cock.
Hey!
It's a boneless cock.
It's a meritless joke. But
it's a what?
It's a meritless joke.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
What does that mean?
It has no merit to it.
It has no merit to it.
So Joe's saying he's got a bone in his cock.
Yeah.
Pitbull translate.
Wait a minute. That made it sound like I know for sure.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Now I'm putting pressure on you. You're
putting pressure on me with your boneless or boned cock?
You're like the superfood.
Guru. This is the final one. Guru. Unless you're teaching transcendental meditation, Hinduism, or Buddhism, please don't call yourself a guru just because you think you're an expert at something. But you know what? Dave Harris? He's my stick-am guru.
Yeah.
My Yoda.
The thing with guru, it depends on if you're calling yourself... The thing with guru!
What's the deal with guru?
What's the deal? But
if
you're calling yourself a guru, not so much.
No, I don't think you can call yourself a guru.
Right, but if you're calling something a guru, like Dave... is the guy that you go, you know, you have questions that you ask, you know, on the podcast, and those guys, Joe Buck when it comes to music, Joe Starr when it comes to comedy, those are the guys, you know, I call my gurus. So, yeah, I understand.
I mean, it does have its purpose, but I think it's sort of like saying supermodel. When you have every model is a supermodel.
No, there's BBWs that I don't really think are so super.
Yeah, but nobody calls BBWs? Them supermodels.
Big. Beautiful women.
Yeah.
Okay.
But nobody.
Well, I guess they're supersized.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, you beat me to it.
I usually do. It's like an orgasm. Somebody's going to come first, and it's going to be me.
Usually in bed too.
Yes, Joe. Like an orgasm. Yeah.
Look the way you slowed it down for me.
Yeah. You know.
What a fucking fucked up show.
What
this
does yellow light mean, Joe?
Who's that trying to merge?
I got a couple things I want to get rid of.
Okay.
I want to get rid of butt fumble. You remember butt fumble? That's when Mark Sanchez, the quarterback of the Jets, ran into Brandon Moore's ass, and we had to keep on saying butt fumble, butt fumble, butt fumble.
I just want you to say butt fumble.
Butt fumble, butt fumble. We get it. Mark Sanchez sucks. We get it. The ass caused the fumble. I don't want to hear butt fumble anymore. Unless like you're grabbing a nice ass and you drop it like it's hot.
Right.
Drop it like it's hot. That's one you should get rid of.
Drop it like it's hot?
Drop it like it's hot, yes.
Right.
But that's like an old, that's like a couple of years old, that word.
Banned!
Banned!
I have never heard the word butt fumble. That's why
you don't watch sports.
That's why I'm giggling like a fool.
You're a girl.
Don't know sports.
You're a girl. You don't know.
Now I'm just going to use the word butt fumble in a sentence tomorrow.
You just think Sanchez is cute and not inept.
I don't even know what he looks like.
All right. My last one. I want to get rid of this. Follow me on Twitter. You know what? Here's the thing. You're a pretty head. Reading the news teleprompter. I don't need to follow, Chuck Scarborough?
Is that
whatever the fuck. I don't need to, Al Roker, I don't need to follow you on Twitter, finding out every time you're going to shit your pants and reveal it on TV.
Oh, God, I want to know.
The only one that should be followed on Twitter is me, at Davin Comedy.
That's right.
But wherever you go, follow on Twitter. Follow. Are you guys annoyed by that?
No.
I want
not
to
at all.
Follow
me on Plankfoot on Twitter.
My Pippi Alex on Twitter.
I'm by myself on this.
Follow me on Twitter.
All by myself. Isn't that the saddest song? Weren't we talking about that song, To Kill Yourself By?
Yes, we were.
All by myself.
Still here.
Yep. Yeah, I have to say, I won't let you down. Incredibly empathetic we were to Yo Joe. I mean, we're
songs for Joe to die by.
Songs to Joe to die by.
Songs to kill yourself.
Joe, any words you want gone?
Yes. Yes.
Pippi, anything you want going while Joe finds what he wants
going? Joe should put his glasses on. Alfinista, which is a successful woman in powerful positions having it all. I just shortened it to bitch.
I've never heard that phrase.
Alfinista, yes. These are going to be 12 buzzwords you will hear in 2013.
Alfinista?
Yes. Alfinista.
All right.
I've never heard this. Like an alpha dog, but like sort of like fashionista, but alfinista?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactamundo.
Yeah, but this is a word that we haven't even had the time to get sick of yet.
That's not
good. It hasn't even come out.
No good, Joe. I'm not sick of it yet. I've never heard it.
Give
me one more, Joe.
All right.
But I didn't hear butt fumble either.
That was everywhere.
I'm not sick of that at all.
Butt fumble's cute.
Minergy.
What?
Minergy. Someone who uses the minimal energy to get the task accomplished.
Joe? Joe is a minergist.
That's why I like it.
Minergy.
He's a mental minergist.
I like that.
Yeah, minergy. But it's a word we haven't heard yet.
Yeah. We didn't get time to get sick of it. I'm sick of hipster.
There you go.
I'm so sick of hearing hipster.
Not me. I hate hipsters.
No, I hate hipsters.
No, she's
I hate
saying the term, hipster.
Oh, I'm sick of hearing it.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, you're not sick of it because you want to have that word to call them?
Mm-hmm.
How about douchebag? That works.
I like that. Yeah. Self-important douchebag.
Righteous prick.
I don't know if people who are hipsters know they're hipsters. You know what I mean? So
they have an idea.
Do you think?
They know what those bell bottoms they're wearing and those small sunglasses.
You got some shit beard and a fucking beatnik hat.
No,
with a Morrissey shirt.
Those are homeless people, Joe. It's different.
Wait a minute. Let's just call it like we see it. Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
That works.
Club in Brooklyn.
That works.
God. And I hate celebrity couple names where they shorten their names and jam it into one word. Like Brangelina.
Ugh.
And Kimmy.
Okay. Okay.
Hate
I got you.
That.
I
because
got you.
You know what? Those ones actually work because you can say them. But I hate when people try to jam everybody's names together, especially like quote-unquote stars that you've never even heard of or seen before.
Not really stars then, now are they?
No, they're not. They're just like somebody. Oh, somebody.
It's Currix.
In the chat room, Chattier. Well, that's a hard name to say. I love the shortened names, actually. They fit. Laughing her ass off, but you know what? Like Kimye,
that's like Kim. Yay!
Yeah,
now it's Kim. Boo!
Boo!
But two people that we could really do without having on the planet anymore.
Who's that?
That's Kanye West.
Oh no,
Kim
I know who it is.
Kardashian.
Oh, you want to get rid of Kanye and Kim?
Yeah, yeah, they could both go. As far as I'm concerned,
I like infanticipating when somebody's going to be pregnant. They say they're infanticipating.
I never heard
Nobody
that.
Nobody says that, Joe.
Yes, they do.
Infanticipated.
Yes, they do.
Oh, wait.
You ever read the National Enquirer?
No.
And it's
they
in
say
there.
That?
Yes.
I didn't know you were a frequent reader.
No.
I used to read it all. My mother used to read it, and I wound up getting hooked on it.
Infanticipating.
Yes.
We do not know why Kim Kardashian is famous. It was.
Are they asking us?
Yes.
Really? You're asking us? Nobody knows. Nobody has an idea.
We have a direct line. Have you seen that ass? The Illuminati love a big ass. The Illuminati are run mostly by black rappers and moguls. So you need a thin girl with a thick ass. That's what you need. And all the Illuminati pass her around. That's why Kim Kardashian's here. I'm here to help you.
Illuminati, you think?
The Illuminati is in on Kim Kardashian's ass?
Clearly.
They're both in Kardashian's ass.
They might be. That's where they hunt.
And you looked at me with the other thing. Really?
Made that up. What?
Illuminati have nothing to do with her. They're just happy we waste our time on those idiots instead of what's going on. You're answering your own question.
Like, fuck you, Illuminati theory. This is real, man. I've done my research. I went to Encyclopedia Britannica.
I looked up the wiki.
Yeah. They get pissed off at me. I don't know. You're asking me about Kim. I was making shit up for your amusement. Don't blame me. I'm not banging any of these rappers. I'd love to. I'd give a YOLO to Ho Ho and Puff Diddy and whoever.
Ho Ho to Ho Ho.
I'll go homo for a YOLO and J Lo and way to go. And all right. We should take a break. But first, we must thank sponsors
yes,
before Dave
sure.
texts me again. We have a couple sponsors. We're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about women in combat. We have Captain Sherry Beller calling in. We're going to hope the Skype works that. And we're also going to do a little bit more with the scammers. But here, we want to thank a couple of fine establishments for allowing this palabra to go on. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarello cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host your family, get together with the Illuminati, get to have corporate functions, invite Kimye. Francesco's features off-site catering and Kim's ass. No.
It's a hall.
Very good. Kim's ass is a banquet hall. And the whole NFL has dined in it.
For some.
Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner or at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park.
McBride.
Or give them a call at 973-925-1100. 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. And when you call, don't forget to ask them about their next comedy night. Playing cards online for real money is back in the U.S., 100% legal on play31.net. The name of the game is 31, and it doesn't take forever to win like most poker games. You can play $1 games all the way up to $20 games or enter sit and spin. I mean, sit and go.
Sit and go.
Enter sit and go. Sit and go tournament.
You fuck yourself on that one. Stupid.
How can you sit and go? It just doesn't make sense. You're either sitting or you're going, well, unless you're taking a poop. Then you're sitting and going. Okay, so you can enter a sit and go tournament. That sounds terrible.
Oh, my God. Really?
I suggest you just play up to $20. That's my suggestion. If it's a choice, play up to $20. You'll make your money at play31.net. Don't go sit and go. It's very gross. It's not a scat site, I promise you. Tournaments to win the bigger bucks. Sign up today and use promo code. Rev 1. Excuse promo. If you could spell it.
I don't have to fucking read. I don't know.
That's promo code.
Rev 1.
Be the 100th person to sign up with the promo code.
Rev 1.
And get $100 to play at play31.net. Want to play from your iPad or iPhone? Why not if you're sitting and going? Download the Puffin browser from the iTunes store and sign up through there. Great fun, great cash, and smoking hot hostesses to chat with. Like Kim.
Yes.
With online as you play at play31.net. That's
Rev 1.
No, it's play31.net.
Play31.net.
Fucking test.
You failed. You stink.
I have a copy of the read.
No, you don't, and you don't listen when I talk.
Yeah.
All right. We're gonna play some Groove Tube for like a couple of minutes, and we will be right back with Captain Sherry Beller and scammers and some other fun stuff.
It is time for a pork duel! That is right, pork duel of Davin's Den. We are not tired, we are ready to roll to give you some more extra. So stick around with Davin and Pip and Joe as the party continues. There is no reason to leave. Sit down, kick back, take off your shoes. Pew, pew. Okay, okay, put shoes back on, they stink. Okay, so what was I saying? Oh yes, stick around for extra because we are here at Davin's Den for part two.
And we are back.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, he hears me typing. Apparently there's more typing.
Loud typing.
Well, I walk away from this computer and I cause problems.
Mm.
Hawk was not hearing any music while we were on break, but the music was recording, I think.
I hope so.
Because we were listening to GrooveTube, which, believe it or not, one of the members of GrooveTube is a comic, the real John King. And I really like their groove.
I do.
They're
I
really
like
good,
a lot.
Man.
They're
nice.
Good. So I enjoyed
you guys lay
that.
It down, man.
Sorry.
Nice.
Yeah, you're still on, just no music. Well, now I'm not playing music, Joe. But that's kind of weird. All right, Joe, you and I will have to have a date and try to figure this all out. A mandate. You and I, Mr. Hawk.
Sometimes that happens. That happened once.
Need help with your guru.
That was weird. Yeah, I do have to meet with my guru. You're absolutely right. Because we cannot kick this down the road any further.
We've been kicking the can down the road.
Yes. You know, there's somebody in the chat room called I Love Stinky Feet 2013. Well, you must have loved the Part Duet song.
Yes.
Yes, yes. So, the U.S. Army, and we're going to have Captain Sherry Beller calling in a few minutes. What's the number, Pip? Do you know?
The phone number is 845.
We're going to read it over the air?
Yeah. 845.
No, we're going to keep it a secret.
Oh, I'm an asshole. I thought it was a hard number. What am I thinking? Sorry.
That's okay. 845.
I can't even kill you.
Long day.
Can I get past the
dairy code? 8675.
No, 845-875. 9786.
Yeah. Anyway. So the U.S. Army is finally allowing women in combat.
Crazy.
Here's the thing.
They've been in combat for a while.
Yes, Joe, they have. But I guess we just didn't call it in combat when they were getting killed.
Yeah.
When they were flying up helicopters and driving caravans.
Yeah. Getting captured by the enemy.
Outside the wire.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what all that means. That, you know, what's the extra part now that they get to do? Well, I guess we'll find out.
Guys on the front lines.
Yeah. Yeah.
General reporting for duty.
Yeah.
No, just yeah. There's the call.
Oh, here's our call.
Let's hope.
Let's hope.
Pick it up.
I'm trying.
You gotta be kidding me. We're having problems.
That's odd. We can't even get the fucking scale to work.
Hello?
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 I hear heavy breathing.
I hear somebody.
Are you there?
Are you there, caller?
Hello?
Hello?
Did somebody just pants dial us?
No,
I don't think so.
Hello?
It's somebody from... Hi!
Hey, David.
Hey, it's Joe. What's up? What's up, Sergeant? Turn down your radio.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, Joe.
Yes, but we can also hear the show in the background.
I can't hear you guys, that's for sure.
Oh, you can't?
What do you mean you can't? What the hell's going on?
You can't hear us right now?
Let me see something. Fixing everything.
All right.
Hang up.
Wait, what?
Oh.
What the hell was that?
He hung up. He said he can't hear us. Oh, this is not good.
What's going on?
I don't know.
He can't hear us.
I know that, Joe.
He's here to help.
Hold on. What station were you listening to? Joe? I mean, what's going on?
He can hear us in the background. I guess he's saying that he didn't hear us when
he heard us. What was that?
Wait, can he not hear us while we're talking to him while he's doing over Skype?
I don't know.
That might be
what
the problem.
Could you not hear? You need to shut off the radio when you call. Well, you know what? Why shouldn't this go wrong?
Why shouldn't this go terribly, terribly wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on? All right. So anyway, I'm a little surprised they haven't allowed women to fight in combat sooner.
I am too. I mean, Israeli army, the women.
I couldn't hear you from my phone.
Oh. So when he was calling on the phone, he couldn't hear this. Oh, great.
Why is that?
So Skype is being a problem.
Skype was being a problem.
Okay.
All right.
That's not good.
We need some Skype tech support. There's just too much. There's just too much of the way through the. There's just too much of the way through radio. The radio. Mm-hmm. You have to turn off the radio. Turn off the radio.
Yeah, because I can hear it in the back.
We're solving problems on the fly. Join us as we solve problems on the fly.
Who the hell's going to help me with Skype tomorrow? You're going to have to give me your Skype information so I can work on this tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
Because, all right. So we're trying to... Listen, if somebody wants to... Oh, you don't even have TeamViewer on your computer.
No.
I'd have them take over your computer.
No.
You got to download TeamViewer, Pip Helix.
All right.
Yeah, no shit. All right, Joe, I don't understand. Getting shit from everybody tonight.
Can you imagine you watch the news that we couldn't get? Well, I don't know. Well, Jesus Christ. All right, let me type this in. Hold on. There was a terrible accident on I-17 that we're trying to get. All right. What do I got to do? All right. Turn down your radio.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, how do I get the visual up? Wait a minute. We have somebody on the scene, but we can't hear it.
Yeah, what were you saying? What? No shit. I understand.
You know what? This is why people do podcasts on tape.
Yes.
Yeah,
this is why nobody goes live. Well, a few of us go live.
A few of us go live, but not many.
We're assholes.
Yeah, because we got, you know.
I don't understand why that didn't work, because we were doing it before.
Yeah, and it seemed to be working just fine, but, okay.
Well, if somebody
I wouldn't worry about it. We're only going to have a call calling in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's what I'm going to say. If we cannot get this worked out with Captain Beller tonight, we will do it next week, and we will have this worked out.
Yes.
My apologies. I still want you to try to call, but I don't know what the issues are. It's not my computer, so I got to get Skype. I got to get the Skype info from Pip.
We can hear you when you call in.
Yeah.
You just can't hear us. Which sometimes isn't a bad thing.
Which I don't understand why that was.
No, I'm not really sure.
Something probably coming through the board, going into the computer.
Yeah, well, the problem is, Joe, I wanted you to hook it up through the board because you know how to do it.
Here's Joe trying to call again.
The computer up through the board. Pick it up again.
Hey, Joe, can you hear us? Joe.
He's listening to the show.
Joe, are you listening to the show?
You know what, maybe...
Yeah, I hear you pretty good. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Ah, good, all right.
It's working. Who's got the show on in the background?
Yeah, we're listening to the show.
Yeah, it doesn't work when you call, Joe.
I can hear you and the show. It's too confusing.
I don't want to be in my own head. There's nothing good there.
It's a very empty place.
What? Listen to me, Len.
Joe?
Listen, I don't mean to be rude or nothing because I'm a professional, but I cannot hear you when I call you through my phone, okay? And I don't have a Skype here, so I can't call through Skype. Give me a number to call, I am calling that number.
Well, clearly the error is not your problem. We don't understand why that is not working. I don't know why that's not working. It worked earlier. Pick it up. Is somebody calling?
Yeah.
All right, pick it up. Hello?
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 Hello, can you hear us?
Fuck it.
Oh, this is really not working. Oh, they hung up. Oh, so sorry.
This is all effed up.
Yes, it is.
So, all right, my apologies to Captain Sherry Beller of the U.S. Army, who is going to give her perspective of women in the military, because she just came back from Afghanistan. Might be setting up Skype because the mic and the laptop ain't on. I know. Joey's from Hawk. I know. We tried setting it up. It was all sorts of issues before.
Yeah, we weren't getting enough sound out of it. And then, now this person's trying
now,
to call back.
Take down the number. What the fuck up? She can't even pick up a call. Pick up the phone.
I'm trying.
Yeah, we're not even taking calls anymore. We just hit the buttons.
For anybody that's ever told us to go fuck ourselves, your dreams have come true.
Oh, the mic's on. Good job, Joe. No. Now she can't even pick up the phone.
It won't let me.
Call you. All right, call you. Call. All right, hang up. All right.
The song is pretty, though.
Oh, God.
My phone doesn't work.
What a clusterfuck.
Skype is not working.
What's going on? Hang up.
It won't let me.
And Skype is not working. We are fucked. What are we doing? The phone's not working.
It's not.
At least it's not my computer or be my ass. So that's okay.
Stop.
Stupid sky.
Throw your computer, Joe's computer, into the pile of shit.
Brand new computer.
Jesus Christ. It won't play. Joe, son of a bitch.
It won't let me.
Windows 8.
It's not
here
even.
Comes Davin.
Out of the whole system.
Just let it go.
I'm doing tech support.
Tech support.
There we go. All right. All right. Here.
You're exasperated. You're actually out of breath.
Because this is such a fuck up. There's so many things going on. Here, Pip, I'm going to give you one. Do we even want to try Skype?
No, because the person cannot hear us. So
Skype bad. Skype bad.
Yeah, they're
not work.
The military is laughing at us.
Yes.
They're like, send those assholes to the front lines. The enemy will surrender. They'll feel bad. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Infidels could not run computers.
Captain Beller was dancing on the Skype song. You know, do you want to try to call phone? I'm gonna and look at this number right here.
I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
Because I have to load Skype credit into it before I can call somebody. Then call us.
I thought you did that.
No.
What did we pay for?
Just having it, having a phone number.
I thought the whole point of having a fucking phone number is you can make phone calls.
No.
Apparently not. Skype's not working.
I should have hooked up the ghetto speakerphone that I did with my scammer's call.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm.
Might be setting up in Skype because the mic and the laptop ain't on. Yeah, I know.
Go figure.
You're so cheap. I'm not cheap.
Yes, you are.
No, Joe. No, Sergeant Padula. I told Pip, I go, take care of this. We got the money. Take care of this. So it's not that I'm cheap. It's just that it's not done. It's not her fault necessarily. Because she's just staring at her Skype computer.
No,
oh, well.
And now her computer's
what are you
fucked up.
Do?
We're going to move on. All right.
We're moving on. All
right, Joe?
Yes?
Captain Beller, call us next week. Because I'm going to get with some of the people that know what they're doing. Pip stole the money. I'm going to get with I'll sick the military on you.
If they could get in touch with us.
We're going to do this next week. The worst fucking show. Stop it.
Don't you worry.
This is the
worst. It's the Skype song.
We're getting heckled by Skype.
It's not working. Who could this be? We can't talk to them. Skype.
Wait, stop.
Sergeant Padula, you guys butt fumbled this.
Oh, boy, yeah.
This show ran into Brandon Moore's ass.
We're kicking the can down the road.
Can you hit Control-Alt-Delete?
Control-Alt-Delete.
Completely.
Oh, it gives you a task menu, and you're going to end Skype.
Could you see Davin running a help desk? Jesus Christ, what's the matter
with
you?
At least it'll be in English. At least the fuck you'll be in a language you understand.
I've heard that one before. Skype.
Her computer has shit the bed.
Clusterfuck.
Her computer's like, you know what? I miss Curry's computer.
Yes. Yes. La-da-dee-doo.
Joe's so happy. Joe is so happy.
It ain't me. Oh, I'd be being yelled at by a little Jewish man.
You were
powerless, my little friend. The Skype song's playing.
Oh my God, that's fucking irritating.
Really?
You gotta shut off your computer.
I know, I'm trying.
Take it upstairs. Take the computer upstairs.
Take it up, remove it.
Take your computer upstairs. When the computer's ready to play nicely, the computer will be invited.
Pip's computer just got banned from the show. A piece of equipment just banned from the show.
Your computer needs to get with Curry's computer and think about what you computers have done.
You're gonna have little tablets. Oh, God.
What a clusterfuck.
Absolutely.
Hey, Joey, aren't you glad we're back? we've been so good, technically speaking, for quite some time.
Yes, for about an hour and a half.
Well, no. That was terrible.
It is terrible.
That was completely
awful.
Well,
this is what happens when you do live radio. A lot of shows are pre-records, and we go live. So sometimes when we have a lot of technology that we don't know what the fuck we're doing with. But besides that, we, I guess we'll have her call in next week.
You want to leave the computer with me?
No. Christopher Jameson says, you really need to take the back off the show. It's really broken.
The back off the show?
Yeah, take the back off and get inside there.
This show isn't working.
It's broken.
Just kick the tires a little bit. That'll work. Yep. You know what? We need to put this show up on cinder blocks, put it up on the front yard, let other shows drive. I go, don't fucking be that show.
Yeah, looks like you got a Skype problem.
Before that, he said, not sure if the last 2 minutes will win any awards.
We're not getting a shorty award, but we're going to get a shitty award.
Look, we realize it's a bad time to ask for a raise. What can we tell you?
All of our wonderful affiliates, we need more money. No, we are not. The way we fuck up is that it's such an exceptional level. We fuck up beyond amateur level, and we deserve to be paid accordingly to pro fuck ups.
Right. And if it's any consolation, the same shit goes on in a $100,000 studio, so.
And you know what? It happens at the compound all the
time.
That's
the one I'm using.
The only difference is we have a madman going through all the cables, go, I don't know, maybe this, maybe this. We got nothing.
Thanks, Christopher. He said it's still better than Leno.
Well, then we got that going for us.
Right.
Yeah, so my apologies to all the military people listening and who want to hear Captain Bella. We're going to get this worked out.
We'll get it worked out. We'll get her on next week. And we do apologize to her. We really were looking forward to having her on.
I mean, I'm laughing, but I laugh when I'm nervous. And it's like this thing
will not
work.
Like a hooker in a cathedral.
The show just fell off the fiscal cliff. Sergeant Padula's... You know what this is from Sergeant Padula? This is friendly fire.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, we were getting it last week from him, too.
Yeah, but, you know, usually he's on our side. He's like, oh, look, they're ahead. Shoot him in the back. That's what he's doing. He's Tillmaning us. You are Tillmaning us, Mr. Padula. I might piss off some of the military right now, but fuck it. You can't get pissed off at me any more than I'm pissed. I'm going to take down the green tarp and go home. I am home.
I'm going to go up to my room.
I'm going to go back up to my
room. I take Pip's computer with me.
Over my knee. Fleming says, who pays you?
We actually get paid.
Yes. And
shut up.
I love Stinky Feet says, Mr. Chan pays them from Brooklyn. I don't know Mr. Chan from Brooklyn.
Tell your oil. All right. No, I'm not. No, no, no. Joe wants me to tell my audience to follow him on Twitter, but not after he's making fun of us.
No.
Listen, G.I. Joe. Listen, G.I. Joe, when you're actually helpful, then I will tell them to follow you on Twitter. Uh-oh, something horrible just came up.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm saying that.
Did they tell us to go fuck ourselves?
No, I can't get into it. It's just bizarre.
Oh, it's bizarre. Hmm. All right, yeah. Tell us, follow Joe Padula on Twitter.
I get bowed. Good.
Do you listen to your own show? No, I don't. Because it's you can't listen to this because you got a stupid Skype bell going off. I only listen to it when people call in and I hear it in the background. I don't listen to this. I watch Leno.
No,
I do. This is.
I can't get this. I won't be able to get the Skype song out of my head all the way at home. I'm not working.
I'm moving on. This has been.
Yeah, there's a good. You need to.
I really do.
Yes,
we're gonna do the scammer stuff.
All right.
Good.
All right. Let's
let's all catch up.
I know.
You know what you look like? That you look like a substitute teacher in front of a shitty
class.
Give it
up. Looking at my shit student, go, can't you get this? All right, here's the deal. All right, so last week, my scammer of 6 months,
yes,
came to me and said that she was not who she was pretending to be. She said she was Agnes all along, but now she's saying Belinda. And this happened the day before I was going to fake court to get my divorce. Get her all the real money. In reality, the next day I was going to Aruba. But
it's incredible that she turned around and said, no,
it's a tactic. It's a tactic.
And there we go. Joe and Pip are illustrating
it's a tactic.
The two schools of thought on. Pip believes that maybe this is real.
I'm afraid.
Joe thinks this is just deeper into the scam.
Different.
I lean more towards Pip, but I don't know.
These people sit there, and besides us, they sit there and they scam poor, innocent people. They have no soul.
All right, tell me what you really think. They have no soul.
I'm being passionate.
You certainly are. I appreciate your passion, sir. Yeah. All right, so I have to continue with my with Belinda now. Belinda has morphed into Agnes, and this happened right before we went on the air.
You mean Agnes
morphed into
Belinda. Belinda.
Yes, I can't even keep track.
You poor thing. All right, anyway.
All right, so during our show, which we were recording, she was her icon said she was online, but she wasn't. I think she just forgot to sign out. It says, Belinda, I have a question. You told me you could not give me your address because you were staying with Belinda and did not know the address. But you are Belinda. I get the feeling there is more to your story.
Yeah, that was really bizarre.
Well, she just tripped herself up.
Yeah, well, here we go.
You know, I mean, so...
you're going to like this show. Right. 7:26 in the morning. First thing up, so it's 2:26 my time, our time. 7:26 her time.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, I am staying with a friend, that's true, and truly I didn't know the address of the house until I asked her. My friend's name is Rita. She is the one who I've been using her phone, and it the whole truth. There is nothing more to it, hon. Trust me. Best of luck in court today.
I love you. I got to stop you right there. Now, when I started with mine, didn't she slip and call me Rita? Herself, Rita, when I first started with Mavis, she slipped up and called her name Rita. Remember I did the whole poem?
The whole Margarita.
The whole Margarita.
I forgot about that. So what do you think that means?
That means that they're up in the ante. There's no truth thing there. They're up in the ante. They're going for a different tactic on you. And they probably have names that they use, and they slipped up. They got sloppy.
Somebody's going to have to type to his girlfriend tomorrow.
Oh, my. That's me. Yeah.
I didn't realize.
That really is interesting. That I mean, what are the odds that they would pick that name?
Right. What are the odds? Really?
I have a new theory, which I can't get into right this second, but I will go into. I think there's a little bit of both going on. I'll say this.
Okay.
I think this is some real. I think there's some shenanigans going on. I don't think I'm ever going to know the whole truth, but I think there's a lot some things going on.
I'm starting to feel like. Because we had this one phone call.
No!
Oh, no!
It's Skype.
No!
It's Skype. Why don't we try Skype?
Hello?
No, I declined it because they can't hear us. Yeah. So there's no.
We're not taking calls.
Please don't.
Please don't call. The lines are dead. No, seriously. They're dead.
Yeah, no, really dead.
Okay. 10:21 in the morning. I haven't responded to her. How are you doing today? 10:23. I'm at the airport getting ready to go on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
I go, Hazy, I'm not myself. Can't talk long. Let's see the picture. How will I know it's really you? And really, am I getting Facebook shit now? So I'm asking her. Joe messaged me. Joe, leave me alone. You're killing me tonight, buddy. Nothing for nothing. That is the best radio you have done in 5 years. Don't decline it. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm not saying he's wrong either. I'm just
hey, any port in a storm.
Oh, all the chat people are saying they're going to call. No.
You assholes.
It's sabotage.
You assholes. That's funny.
Close Skype.
That's funny.
Phone lines are closed. Assholes don't want to talk to you anymore.
Funny.
We've had enough. We surrender. Oh. Isn't there an embassy we can hide in and seek refuge?
That's funny.
Jewel's chatty wants to talk to the Illuminati now.
What you want to talk about, bitch?
Christopher wants to know if they should just send letters.
Smoke signals will work fine.
They just want to send letters. We got a letter here.
All letters, all emails can go to davin@davincomedy.com where you can tell me what you really think. Davin@davincomedy.com.
Don't try Skype. We won't be able to hear it.
Trust me.
We haven't figured out Skype yet.
Anyway, pressing matters.
It has been so long since we've had such a monumental clusterfuck.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, here it is.
We're making the best of it.
No, you got to sign out of it.
I guess I do.
Holy shit. We're being heckled by Skype.
I like the Skype song, though.
It'll be your ringtone.
It's the Skype song.
You need to exit out of it. You need to sign out. Go sign.
There we go.
Sign out.
I'm sorry. I've signed out. You can't.
That was actually Pentelic sighing relief.
Thank God it's off.
Sound like Sharky.
You can't torment me by Skype anymore.
You got to get internet in your house this week. You got to plug into. You got to figure this out.
You've got to get internet in your house. Where do you live?
No.
And the end of Long Island.
Yeah.
We have internet. We just don't have wireless. So I can't use this thing in the house.
You don't have dial-up, do you?
No. But my... I love Stinky Feet says they'll call next year. Okay.
What?
I love Stinky Feet says I'll call next year.
Ah.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
That would be cool, and you kept hanging up one. Yeah, I know, Joe, because we are ill-equipped to handle
Skype. We can't hear you. It's not personal, Joe. We just can't you can't hear us.
Yeah, really. If you keep calling, it's not going to work any better. It's
yeah,
it's like calling Helen
out.
Keller's house. It ain't going to work.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah, you did it.
Yes, I most certainly
Well, she's
did.
Not going to hear it, but who cares?
What does she care?
Exactly. If you're going to offend somebody, Helen Keller's the one to go to. I got no problems with that. All right. I don't even have the heart. She goes, well, telling you the truth is a good start, but I have an idea to prove it to you. Fuck you, Joe. Prove to you it's really me. And like, what's your deal? She goes, I'll write your name on a paper and take a picture. What do you think? And she did do that.
Really?
Yeah, I showed you the picture. Oh, hold on. What's going on here? I can't run the show and be Facebook. Then I paid money on my Skype account to call you. I want my $10 back then. Come on. You're getting $3.50 worth of entertainment tonight.
That's right.
At least.
We only owe you $6.50.
That's right.
I know you military heroes aren't paid enough, but fucking suck it up.
Wait till the shit works next week.
Yeah,
the
sure.
The chat room is killing me. Christopher says Helen Keller must have played a mean pinball.
Can you imagine making Helen Keller come? She's doing sign language. She's slapping you in the face. Oh, that's like, ow! Ow! All right, we know you came. You know, get away from me.
Well, if that was the case, our buddy Dave would probably film it.
Oh, yeah.
Get paid handsomely for that.
Yes.
That weird type of stuff.
Yes.
Our pal. I'm not going to check you right now. She goes, I'll write your name and take a picture of it. What do you think? I go, sounds good. I pray to God it is not Photoshopped.
Oh.
She goes, I will do no such thing, hon. Hell, why would I think you would?
No.
I hope you are not mad at me. I go, I am nothing right now. Please send the picture. What is the deal with Mavis? You said she was your friend from England. What have I gotten Richard into?
Ah!
I told you.
Now, you're looking out for your pal.
Follow this.
Yeah, explain
Joe
this while I see what
Joe has been Richard El Dorado talking to his catfish, Mavis.
Yes.
And so now Davin is talking to Agnes, who has let us know that now her real name, well, her real name in quotes, is Belinda. Right. And she came up with new pictures that are supposed to be the real her instead of the pictures that she had.
And I wrote my dearest Mavis at the beginning of the year and have heard nothing back.
Mm.
So this is like, where's my check? Where's my check?
All right, here's what's going on. Joe is trying to tell us that Captain Beller is not around next week.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
So what I'm going to do is I am going to do a pre-recorded interview with Captain Beller.
Okay.
I will do it during the week at her convenience. Okay. I'm around, and I will play it during next show.
Okay.
I mean, I know it's not live, but if you tune in next week, you will hear.
No, that's fine. And we do apologize to Captain Beller. I really wanted to get
that was the whole point of getting this Skype so we could get interviews like this. But whatever. So our apologies once again. But yeah. So Joe. Have Captain Beller get back with me, and we'll try not to fuck it up.
The chat wants to beef us now.
She says, fuck you. All right, fine.
Oh, okay.
Listen, if I'm going to get fucked, might as well be by a captain.
There you go.
I'm tired of being fucked by you privates.
Yes.
He says, no, that was me.
Oh, okay. All right. Fine. Mavis was a friend on Facebook. She goes, Mavis was a friend on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
Not in England. Now, again,
Joe. Wait a minute.
So why give up the ghost on Mavis?
Wait a second. That's not what. Wait, do we remember what we first heard about Mavis? That's not real. That's not really.
What she said was, because I remember she added a bunch of dudes. Agnes, Belinda added a bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
Like 30 guys. Like a whore.
Yeah.
Like, really? You're gonna cyberfuck all of them? We're still together.
Sweet.
She goes, oh, that's not for me. That's for my friend Mavis, looking for guys, doesn't know how to use Facebook.
Okay.
I said, oh. I got the perfect friend for you. My pal, Richard El Dorado, as played by Joe Curry.
Mm.
So we were going to do a double scamming of the scammers.
Right.
Right.
But the whole thing was that this was her friend from England. This was the story I was fed while she was
her
Agnes.
Friend from England,
from
being
England.
The operative word?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. I go, you told me you were trying to find her a boyfriend because she does not use Facebook. Yeah, that was what she told me. I go, she's not the girl in the picture, is she? She goes, I think she is. I go, I go, do you have the picture? I have a feeling I set Richard up for heartbreak. If you have a daughter, okay. So let's address the Richard thing before I go on.
So she's setting, she feels she set Richard up
for
heartbreak?
No, I said, I have a feeling.
Okay, okay.
I'm being protective pal.
Yeah, good man.
So I've never told Richard until this moment what was going on.
Am I being let down easy?
Well, no. When I type to Belinda next, I want to tell her, because this is a month ago, right. I want to tell her that I finally told Richard El Dorado that Mavis was not Belinda's childhood friend and somebody she met on Facebook.
Yeah.
So there might be some shenanigans. My question to you is, how does Richard El Dorado react so I know what to tell my girlfriend?
Richard is very forgiving.
Really?
Yes.
Much better than me.
Well, here's the deal. I typed back to Mavis the beginning of the month, and she wanted to know how I was doing because I was telling her. And basically, I don't know if you want me to read my email.
No, not now.
But basically, I was waiting to hear back from her. This was January 4th or something like that, and I have not heard back from her at all. So I'm a little concerned. I mean,
yeah, well,
I've been
playing Puppet Master.
Okay.
All right. So the official thing is, I told Richard last night that Mavis was not her childhood friend; was just somebody that Agnes found on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And Richard took it very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Richard seemed fine with it.
You're a better man than I.
Okay.
Well, Richard's been through a lot lately.
All right. So
he's learned to forgive.
So I asked her about the video game. Remember, she went like some soccer game.
Yeah.
And she asked for like a soccer game, but now she's got a daughter, which she revealed last week.
The
daughter likes video games too. All right, whatever.
No, but it was a boy.
It used to be Michael.
Yeah.
Which was Julie Love's son, who's named One, was better off with Michael. The kid's name is One Love. Yeah, really. Seriously.
Really? That's terrible.
Hope he knows how to fight.
Oh, by the way, Christopher Jameson here in the chat says he's in England and we're not all bad like Mavis, honest.
You want a date? Mavis wasn't in England either. Don't worry.
Yeah.
She just pretended.
Yeah, no. Don't. We don't take it. She's probably not any of the things. She probably doesn't exist.
It's a good thing we're not letting Joe chat. We'd lose him too. No. We got fired from his station in England.
Oh, yes, we did.
Yes. The War of 1812 is not over in Joe's mind.
Yes.
But anyway. All right. So at 10:47, because I have to board this plane, I go, I have to go.
Right.
She goes, a minute, please. 11:03. I get on the plane. I still have internet. I open it up again. He goes, hi, hun. I add the pictures to my pictures. I'm the one that she tells me what she's wearing. And I hope you look at it once again. I'm sorry if I've done anything to hurt you. She sends me pictures of a Ghanaian girl.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Which I showed you that.
Yeah, I know.
She showed me pictures that were no longer Julie Love.
Yeah, but how hard is it to take? If they're all, you know, we've seen pictures of where those scammers are hanging out. How hard is it to find some Ghanaian girl that happens to be there, write something on a piece of paper, and take a picture?
You're absolutely right.
It takes a matter of minutes. How long it ever took for you to get on that plane?
Hold this thought in several weeks when I tell you what happened next.
Okay.
But no, you're absolutely right. How do I know? There's no way of knowing. Could be any Ghanaian girl.
And these people don't really have the most honest track record.
You're right.
It's not like they're Quakers.
I go, you told me you went to the beach with Mavis. Now you say they think the girl in the picture is her. She comes clean. I go, I never went to the beach with her, but I know her on Facebook. She's coming clean.
Okay.
Now, can I add something here? Even though my scam is also horseshit, you get that feeling when you were talking to your buddies and there's a girl that you liked that you were going out with that maybe really didn't like you as much or something. Like, you get that like little thing in the pit of the stomach. That's what I'm getting right now.
Yeah, she's Scott Walker, Joe.
Mm.
That's what I'm thinking.
Mm.
I think it was too much horseshit poetry.
Mm. Yeah, but she kept coming back for more.
Well, we'll see what happens. She would look for a camera and do what she told me. I wonder how many lies you told that you do not even remember.
Oh, wow.
She goes, I know I have done not very good things to you, and I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me. She asked me if I liked the picture. I told her I do. I go, I have to go. I will talk to you again. I said pretty, didn't I? I go, yes, I do. I like the other pictures, too. I just no longer can trust my eyes. I got to go.
Now, let me ask you a question. Before she came clean, was just to recap, before she came clean with you, was you called her on the carpet about a lot of stuff.
A long time ago. And she stuck to the stories.
Yeah.
And I wasn't called. That was the whole thing, Joe. I wasn't calling her on the carpet. We were lovey-dovey mode.
Right.
Everything was good. Remember, we were having three sons with the Vasciola sisters?
Right.
She was going to get the money.
It's like somebody Fonzie would bang. But
exactly. You're right. But, Joe, there was no reason for her to come clean at this moment, which is why this is so odd.
Yeah.
Because the money was coming. I wasn't asking questions. I was all in.
Right.
So she goes, how was court? I have to go. And then she goes, and I didn't get this. How was court? I mean, okay, I guess you are still mad at me, but it's okay. I've wronged you. I'm really sorry. No, I got a plane to catch. December 14th, 3:31 a.m., 8:31 her time. Hi, hun, how are you doing? I know I'm the last person you want to hear from, but I'm asking you for one more chance to prove to you what we share is real and that I'm also real. I have been let down by people who taught I cared about me.
Who taught
she
I cared?
Said, it's always yeah. taught.
You call the Sylvester the Cat?
No, the Joe Curry School of English.
I taught it to
I go, I know I've wronged you, but to err is human. Error, stupid. And to forgive is divine. Please don't end what we shared all this while because it will break my heart. I really care about you. You're the best thing that's happened to me. Take care, hon. Love you. Now, to be fair, this isn't the normal scammer cut and paste bullshit that we're used to.
No, this is like really sounding like it's from the heart.
I'm going to go back to the theory that I had a while ago. Basically, these people work during the day. Mm-hmm. And if you work during the day, there are certain things that you look forward to. Maybe somebody that you talk to that you have, you know, joke with before you work on an order or something like this that you talk to every day. You're probably the brightest part of the day because they're dealing with these other people, real lonely people that probably carry on about drivelly bullshit. And then you've got all these antics that are cooking up. They look forward to speaking with you. That's a high point of their day. If you go away, now it's just going to be another humdrum day at the office or wherever the hell they're cooped up.
They should talk to my wife.
Yeah, right? So, you know, that's that theory's also playing as well.
11:32 local time. Hi, hun. Let's see. 8:17 before that. Hi, hun. Please talk to me. Miss you. She's desperate.
Yeah.
Whether it's fake motives like Joe says or real motives like Pip believes, yeah. She's desperate this time.
Oh, boy.
I go, hello. How you doing? I go, I don't know. How are you? She goes, I feel bad for what I did. Please understand me. I had an experience. That's why I got scared. I go, you have your reasons. You still keep a fake picture as your profile picture.
Ooh.
I hope you find in your heart to forgive me. Maybe I will. Everything I thought I knew, I didn't. Must have been very amusing for you.
Oh, wow.
She goes, don't say that. It was very hard to me. That's why I told you, hon. It's a very real reaction, by
the way.
Yeah,
it is.
I'm sure it was. As I waited for a picture for you with the orphans to show the victims, because remember from Hurricane Sandy, I was doing charity work.
They'll lure you in.
I go, must have been very hard as I waited for the impossible. I don't understand you. If you want to show me something, take down the fake profile on Facebook. Where is the picture of you with your daughter? Where is the picture with my name? So many questions.
Yeah.
She goes, I know a friend of mine will get a camera soon and you will see it. I go, and what about the pictures for the victims? Why have me believe the impossible? It wasn't even for me.
Mm. Hold on, stop. What about the pictures for the victims?
Because remember, I wanted her picture because she worked at an orphanage.
Okay.
And I wanted a picture of her with the Ghanaian orphanage for the Hurricane Sandy victims that I was working with. We're thinking of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To lift their spirits, Joe.
That's
because when you're sitting homeless in Island Park, you want to see Ghanaian children giving you a thumbs up.
Well, not everybody has an access to an internet cafe to scam people from across the world. So,
but
yeah.
It was a good excuse to get her to go out and do something. See if she can make the chatters are saying that we didn't make the phone payment.
And still on the phone?
Oh, they're still going off about the phone. They all want to call.
Instead of busting our balls, if you know how to set the shit up, let us know, please.
Yeah,
thank you.
We're
goofing on us. Anybody know how to run the damn thing?
I know. There's New Yorkers over there. It's like any of you people that had to run Skype through a board. Help me.
That's fucking hilarious.
I know. They think we didn't pay the bill.
It's fucking hilarious.
We paid the bill.
Apparently
some
we
of
need
it.
To pay more.
Yeah.
Well, we do. We want to call them. No, but it's just we can't hear you. It's not working properly. We'd love you to call us next week.
Maybe. Hopefully.
Maybe. If I can get it together. Oh.
Oh. No, more.
In the chat, Christopher Jameson says, usually those scams are from Ghanaian princes who have a secret fortune just for you for some reason. Well, yeah, there is another kind of scam. This is a romance scam.
This is what they try to get Westerners to fall in love and take their money little by little.
Right.
That's what this is. So we are, to recap, I pretend I'm in love with them, and this is a real relationship. They never get any money. This has been going on now over 7 months. She hasn't gotten a dime.
Incredible. Not one red cent.
At the time, this was 6 months.
Not one red cent.
She goes, yeah, give me time. I'll get the picture. I go, why would it take time? You still work at the orphanage sometimes? She goes, I don't. I just go there because of my kid. Apparently,
so let me get this straight.
Like Joe's mom just leaves the kid.
I know. What do you want? That don't have parents? What?
I don't know. Okay, I go, you tried a video call with me long ago, and it was the image of the girl from your photos. Mm. It did not work. What were you attempting?
Yeah.
Because she tried to call me with the picture of the girl who she uses, Julie Love, and had a video call, and it went horribly wrong, and I heard Ghanaian men talking in the background, yelling at each other like us.
Yeah,
but in their language.
But the phone connection worked
exactly
a little too well because we could hear somebody coaching her.
Yes,
no, not that phone call.
Oh, not that one.
No, not that phone call. The when I remember, I tried to do a video call with her.
Oh, right.
She goes, I go, what were you attempting? She goes, please, hon, just tell me how you're doing. I still care about you. I go, I don't know how I'm doing. I feel nothing, but I'm still alive. That is how I'm doing. She goes, I wanted to show you the real me on video, but it didn't work out. I go, no, you didn't. It was months ago. It was the girl in the photo. You got mad at me. I don't believe you wanted to show me the real you. Where did you get the images of the girl in the photo?
Oh, good.
She goes, I want to, but I didn't know how you would take it. A friend gave them to me. I go, my dreams. The reason I could not sleep.
Probably Mavis.
Okay, now I got to set this up for the people. I would make up these really fucked up fake dreams where they look like the scammer and we're like running in a field and then she's like stabbing me or eating me or killing me or I'm dying every time I go to Ghana. I had these nightmares where something was eating at me and I just didn't know what it was.
Right.
And it was this. She goes, I go, let's see what she goes. I go, my dreams. The reason I could not dream, they were true, and you just let me think I was going insane. I go, what friend? What is your friend's name? Where'd your friend get them? She is Joyce. I don't really know where she got them. I go, you should. When I chat with Belinda, I know the picture of the girl I see. If you wish me to chat with Belinda, lose the picture of the girl. Lose the fake name. As for the girl in the picture, I now know her story. People like your friend have ruined her life. I'm talking about for Julie Love.
Yes.
They've ruined her life. Lose the picture of Julie Love if you wish to talk with me, Belinda. I'm actually trying to do some good.
Yeah.
Get this fake profile off the internet.
Right.
Even though Julie doesn't want to talk to us.
Right.
She goes, okay, can't do it on the phone. Do you use Facebook on the phone?
Facebook on the phone? Yeah.
Can you, like, delete things, like delete profiles and shit?
I think you can. I really haven't tried it.
Well, she's as good with
and this. I don't think you can do as much as with Facebook on the phone as you can do with a laptop. I think you can.
Okay. She goes, okay. Can't do it on the phone. What do I do when I go to the cafe? Would you like if I create a new Facebook account so we could chat?
No, get rid of the old one.
No, create a new one.
Okay.
Yeah. I go, that is fine, but I want this lie offline if you wish to chat with me. There are enough people from your country that have exploited Julie Love. I will not be part of that.
Wow.
Tell your friend Joyce to stop giving out her pictures immediately.
Missy.
Yes, you. Before the picture goes offline, I want you to keep it up for 24 hours and say, the girl in this picture is not me. I am sorry if you thought otherwise.
Oh, yeah.
Put that on your timeline. Start to do better, and then maybe we can have something after all of this.
Yeah.
Trying to do good, Jeff.
Yeah.
And she goes, okay, we'll do that. We'll send you a friend request. When I do, help you accept it with my real name and picture. I go, I will accept you, Belinda. I have accepted you. I want you to do right by others, though. Okay, hon.
Oh, I like that you're really, like, putting it to her that – you're not putting it to her, but you're saying
– Bam, chicka, bam, bam. Putting it to her. What's the matter, Joe? You look puzzled.
I'm still skeptical.
I don't blame you.
No,
I am very – I'm still skeptical.
I like, though, that you're holding your feet to the fire and you're saying, I want you to put on your fake – profile on Facebook that this is not really you, and you're gonna let those people know if they, you know, the guys.
There was over 100 something guys.
Yeah, there's so many people.
There was like a lot of guys.
You know, and it's like, let them know that it's fake and that she's got to take it down, because if she won't, then this is where her bread is buttered, and she's just full of shit. That, well, maybe she's not full of shit in that she's actually falling for you, but she's still a scammer if she won't do it.
Yeah, 100. If you've got 100 people on your Facebook page that you could possibly scam money, it takes a lot to talk. How many accounts you got doing comedy? Maybe about 20.
How many what?
Comedy accounts, like for your client, your old clubs, the places.
Oh,
you
I
book.
Don't know.
It's like me telling you, look, if you really care about me, I want you to shut down Side Splitting Productions and any correspondence.
Care about the audience, I will.
any correspondence. That's your bread and butter.
Right.
And, you know, it.
I'm testing the love.
Yeah.
You guys approve of this move? Yeah, I do. I
think it's a smart move.
I want to see how she connives her ass out of it.
Okay. She goes, thanks for everything. I go, I've done nothing to thank for me. You've helped in troubled times. I will help you. After that, I can't say. Because I've had all these emotional breakdowns, suicide, alcoholic. I've had a lot of issues.
You've been through the ringer. Oh, by the way, Joe Padula's in the chat room, and he says, uh-oh, Joe just got serious. He took off the headphones. No, Joe just got thirsty. He had to get up and get some soda.
Yeah.
Shit just got real. Joe needs to quench a thirst.
Mountain Dew, Giuseppe.
I love Stinky. Salute. He thought the headphones got hot.
Your ears are burning. She goes to me, you plan on leaving someday.
Wait a minute. She asked.
No, she tells me, you plan on leaving someday.
Where are you going?
I go, I do not know what I will do in 5 minutes from now, so I don't know what the future holds. I'm here now, though. She's afraid of me leaving.
She's afraid of losing you.
I go, I guess it will take time for us to get through this phase. Please, hun, how has court been? Because remember, she thinks I was in court getting the divorce finalized.
Right, right.
I go, just end the Lion Agnes timeline and leave it up for 24, 48 hours. That would be a huge step. I don't know. Don't worry about it. That was about court.
Now the court. Yeah, well, the court thing is you'll be free of your wife, and now you'll be alone, and now it's time to really stick the claws
well,
in.
Well, now remember, I said I couldn't give her money because my wife had controls all the accounts.
Right.
Yeah, but then, with your wife gone and you free of, and you have control of your accounts means that she could start to lay into you.
Which is why it was crazy, Joe, for her to reveal herself when my wife was about to be gone.
Maybe she wanted to get on a more personal edge and really get into your feelings and get into your emotions and really lay it into
she
you.
She wants to know the real fake me.
The real fake you? Yeah. And maybe that's a tactic.
She goes, okay, but I feel better if you told me. I go, don't concern yourself with it. She goes, please don't say that because I'm concerned about you. I go, that's nice of you. Just do as I ask. Let me see if you were sincere. Words mean little at this point. Then why don't you come to Ghana and see me for real if you have the time to?
Because they're going
to
roll me at the airport.
Yeah.
All right, we should probably explain that.
Yeah.
What happens with a lot of these scams, this is true, the scammers, they will get people from the West. Mm-hmm. If they don't say they're coming here, they will get you to go there. And then this is true. What happens is a lot of times the people from the West, they get robbed, they get raped, or they get killed.
Yeah.
So that's what they do. So I could be being lured in to have bad things happen to me.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is what happened before.
With the gold.
Yeah, because
the gold.
Fake Davin had agreed to go to Ghana to go visit this woman.
Well, no, I was doing some shows for some expatriates, and we were going to hook up. But,
right, right. Yeah. But then all of a sudden, it was bizarre. The conversation turned to, oh, yeah, by the way, if you're going to come to Ghana, make sure you bring lots of money to buy gold here because it's cheap. And you know, we all speculated, well, you know, if he was really this gullible person and was going to go there and meet this person, he was going to go and get, he was going to get rolled.
You were
actually,
you were.
I was really upset.
Yeah.
Because they were, you know, now all of a sudden it turned from them just trying to
She was concerned for fake me.
Yeah, I mean,
These are bad people.
That's just what I'm saying. You're sugarcoating horrible fucking people.
Yeah.
It's like Satan, I ain't a bad guy, you know. He wags his tail once in a while.
People
it's
don't
kinda
realize
funny.
That these are not just one or two lone wolves a lot of times.
They're evil.
These are crime syndicates.
Yes.
That are actually tied into terrorism. There's a lot of money in this. There's millions and millions of and they're tied into terrorism. So this is like real shit. That's why we're doing this. Is actually dangerous to do this shit.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And the fact that they know who I really am, you know, as long as I don't pick up Skype, I should be fine.
Yeah. But that won't be happening anytime soon.
Well, Christopher Jameson says, just bring a suitcase full of fake dollars and a broken Skype account.
Yeah, well, they hit you over the head with the real bat.
You know
bat.
What, by the way, a great name for the chat would be Broken Skype.
Yeah.
Broken Skype.
But I like to say you bring fake this fake. They're going to be hitting you with a real bat, though. That's
You're
the
right.
problem.
Yeah,
you're right. I go, I'm not flying anywhere to meet somebody I do not know right now. If it happens, it will be a long time from now.
Yeah.
I go, okay, I guess after this phase, time will tell. How is work doing? I go, don't know. No condition to work right now. She goes, okay, but please don't let this affect you. I go, of course it affects me. I altered my life, my kid's life for a myth. What do you think happens when you play with people's emotions and lie? Did you think everything would be great? The fact that I still talk to you is a testament of how deeply I cared.
That's really good.
Thank you. I'm very good at laying on bullshit.
I know.
She goes, I know I've wronged you, and I am sincerely sorry for everything. I appreciate you still talking to me. I don't even know what to say anymore other than to apologize. I pray this does not spoil what we've built over these months. Now, in all fairness, we have built a relationship.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's a real relationship based on bullshit, but we've had moments.
Yes.
We even had sexy talk.
Yeah, well, the last...
Thank you.
The last paragraph that you said, you know, still the reason I'm still talking is that, you know, as I'm showing I'm sticking around, and then she lays that next line because she knows, all right, I got him. I got him. He's going to stick around. Let me ply him with some more bullshit.
And I'm sticking around because I'm intrigued, and we got a show today.
We got a show, yeah.
And you're writing half of our show. Thank you.
Thank God. Thank God we didn't do this on Skype.
It wouldn't be a 10-minute show.
I go, it's going to be... I go, let's just take it one day at a time. I'm tired of staring at Julie Love. Friend me with Belinda. I go, why did you tell me you'd been to New York? She goes, okay, I'll create the new account. I go, good, and put the message we discussed on the live on Facebook, and then take that down in a few days, okay? I go, why'd you say you were in New York? And then I asked her about this guy Wagner was on Facebook from February 2012 saying that he loved her.
Right.
Do you remember that, or December?
Yeah, I don't remember the time frame, but I remember somebody said
And he was
that.
On Facebook?
Yeah,
he was on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I asked about the guy the other day.
He's the other man.
I go, you said you did not know what I was talking about. Would you like to try one more time?
Nice.
I go, she's answering New York.
That sounds like when we're talking, when I didn't get a chance to do a story because this happened. Would you like to try one more time?
She goes, I've heard a lot and about New York, want to visit someday. Mm-hmm. I go, yes, but you went out of your way on a few occasions to tell me you were there. Even told me to Google the museum. Remember why?
Yeah.
Remember that? She goes, I was in the Museum of Natural History. You can Google it. Thanks, stupid.
It's like, thanks, I've been there.
We know where it is. It's 40 miles away.
Jeez.
So she tells me about the guy. He's a friend on Facebook. Nothing else, promise. I go, I think we're done, quote Belinda.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
She goes. She goes about New York. I Google most of the things I'm interested. That's why I said that. She goes, don't do this, hon. I go. The guy Wagner. I'm not saying his last name. Was in love with you. He never knew you though, did he? You just played him, didn't you? And you could not even tell me this when you were supposedly being honest with me. She goes, we'll do everything you told me. I promise he is nothing to me.
Hmm.
I go, I do not care what he was. I do care that you played him. I do care that I am not the first sucker. I do care that even during your moment of clarity, you continue to lie to me.
Because there's all sorts of Wagners out there. Every one of us is a Wagner. And you're lying.
This is for every Wagner out there.
This is for every Wagner out there.
I'm Wagnering my finger at you.
Every Wagner who put their soul out. Every Wagner who laid their money out. Every Wagner that trusted you. This is for them.
Yes, Joe. Yeah, I could have said it better. Joe's pleased with himself. Joe's contributed in a positive manner.
See what happens when I have my laptop?
I wish they didn't have their laptop.
I actually participate.
Oh, God, I know.
Yes, that's why I didn't bring the laptop.
Shut up.
She goes, those poems you wrote to me, where'd they come from? I'm giving you one chance on this, Belinda. If you're honest, I will continue. If you're not, I don't know what the fuck I wrote.
You're getting as bad as her. Okay. I will. Obviously correct.
Oh, no, I go.
Damn it, I mean it.
I go. She goes. I have started telling you the truth. I go. Where did the poems come from, Belinda? She goes. To tell you the truth,
I'm El Dorado.
Yeah, horse shit. Tell you the truth, I'm good at poems and wrote them myself. Now these people
really,
always cut and paste, and we found a couple. I go. Is that your final answer? I got a Regis on her.
Oh, good.
She goes, that's the truth. We'll write you some if you want, hon. I go, okay, write me one of your poems right now.
Oh, God.
She goes, give me a topic to write. I go, heartbreak. I go, Agnes telling me the truth. This is Agnes telling me the truth. Oh, well, I never lived in the orphanage. I live in an apartment. I don't know what the hell I wrote. I wrote to her. I go, Agnes telling me the truth. Because remember, Agnes has come clean to me before.
Yes.
Right when she was Agnes, but it wasn't really clean as it turns
out. Right.
Agnes telling him the truth.
I like this woman that comes clean to you 8 different times.
She's a filthy woman.
Jesus Christ.
She goes,
I don't need to come clean once.
I go,
you know?
Oh, well, I never lived in the orphanage. I live in an apartment near the orphanage that I rented and stay with Michael, and the orphanage pays for half, and I also pay for the other half. Now, that's the truth. I quoted her on some of the shit, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like
I quoted her.
She's like, she's on 60 Minutes. Well, we have this here, saying that you were in the orphanage.
No, you know what it's like to argue with me. So this is her poem. Heartbreaks are like car breaks. They are inevitable. They fly through our lives like flies. Is this one of yours?
No, mine makes sense. Mine makes sense. Car. What?
Heartbreaks
read
are
that.
Like car breaks?
She's rhyming.
Okay.
Not very well. Well, not making sense.
Well, I mean, her term of good is like Pip's term of funny.
Oh, God.
Not so much.
Oh, man, you know.
Is like
Can I finish the... Yeah, oh. They fly through our lives like flies with nowhere to perch. We would have to be strong and hold on to the breaks. Heartbreaks come with love, conquers what heartbreaks can bring along in due time. Now, I Googled that.
Yes.
And surprisingly enough, that was nowhere on the internet.
Who would think of that shit up? Not even me. I couldn't write stink that bad.
Well,
oh yes, you could.
Don't sell yourself short, Joe. I go, put the message on your Facebook page
now.
Come clean.
Breaks.
I go, Julie Love is a model. This picture you sent me looks like a model. Because remember, I told you the one in the wedding. She looked very elegant.
Yes.
Sometimes we get a problem. We have to be resurfaced.
I go. The poem is nice. The picture is beautiful. The soul of what I am dealing with, I am unsure.
Oh.
I'm very good at this.
Yeah.
I write very hurtful things. Good thing I don't turn this on you. Cut you to the core. She goes, that'd be a compliment because I'm not a model. I go, just make it happen. Like I said to Joe and Pip, just make it happen.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't.
I go, if that site goes down and you do not have the message up, then I know you are not sincere. My life is in shambles. Maybe I have served a purpose of no more lives get ruined. Maybe you can be better if you finally stop the problem instead of perpetuating it. She goes, I promise I will tomorrow. I go, right now the word promise means little from you. Tomorrow maybe it will mean a little more. I go, you told me you modeled. I am taking it. That was just another story about the girl in the picture. Do you know what the hell? Do you know what Helga Nanes have put her through? Do you care?
What Helga Nanes? It sounds like a word.
I care, and I also like modeling, but that's just a hobby. I go, the FBI.
So is this.
I go, I go, the FBI is actively searching Facebook. Julia Love has an attorney working on this. This is true. All these sites that use pictures without her permission, they're going down. They'll be persecuted. I can't protect you if you get caught in it. It's going to be big. Bigs, I tell you. And it's going to be ugly.
Bigs, I tell
Save yourself while you can, girl. Save yourself. Come clean.
She goes, I will stop using her. I go, tell your friend Joyce as well. Tell the Ghanaians in the cafe that sit next to you luring men to get their money that that time is running out. When you play with your fire, you're going to get burned.
Oh, I can just see her getting up in the middle. Attention. Attention.
Attention.
What is it? I just got something.
What is it? What are they, Eastern European Canadians?
I just got something from the States here from Stupid. It looks like the jig is up.
Stupid says.
Even Stupid knows, so we're all in trouble.
She goes, I'm sorry for using her picture. I go, okay, hon. I don't know if others use her pictures, though. I do. Number one picture for romance scampers in your country, hon. I'm a lot wiser than I used to be. Lenny? If you are Belinda, keep talking with me. If you are not, then you are messing with the wrong motherfucker.
Oh, wow. Mm. That's pretty sharp words for somebody that, you know.
I go, Ghana is not far from the Benin Republic. Now, remember, I work in the porn industry. The porn company I work for got fucked with people.
So, no pun intended.
Yes.
The porn industry.
No pun intended.
some Africans messed with them.
Yes.
So then remember, they did something horrible in the Benin Republic. There was a murder.
Oh,
they
killed, that's right.
They killed some people. Mm. The people I work for have killed people for screwing with them.
That's right.
Yes.
Don't screw with the people that film screwing.
That's right. That was a long time ago that fake Davin said that.
Yes. It all comes back. I go, Ghana's not far from the Benin Republic. All I have to do is tell my company that one of their best writers was made to look like an asshole on their dime.
You fluffer. Grab that gun. Here's some flight tickets.
Different one. Different one. Okay. I'm a writer. Flory, I'm a fluffer.
Okay.
Keep it straight, stupid. I go, they will not be pleased. If you are Belinda, I will protect you from that. If not, keep out of the cafes.
Yeah.
Because she does think I'm a crazy motherfucker.
She does.
She goes, I have stopped. I guess that's a good start. I go, yeah. I want you to be Belinda. I don't need you to be Belinda. I'm still walking this earth for my daughter. No other reason. She goes, I'm truly Belinda. Then I go, then I'm truly on your side. If not, she goes, I am so. I hope you don't try to hurt me. Fuck yeah.
Wow.
I go, I will not hurt Belinda if Belinda's honest. If this is not Belinda, if this is more lies, I don't have to hurt you.
All right, now you kind of made shit real.
Oh, yeah.
That one. Now it's like,
I'm a creepy motherfucker.
It's not this scam thing. Anybody could be a kook.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I've already shut up my screen, my TV.
Yeah, anybody could be a kook.
That's right. You pulled an Elvis. Yeah. Shut up the screen.
I go, if this is not Belinda, if this is more lies, I don't have to hurt you. Traveling the world has afforded me a lot of friends. I'm sorry to be cold, but that is how it has to be for now. And now I have to figure what the hell I'm going to tell Richard. He only started talking to her because I had you vouch for her. But of course, she is not your childhood friend. She's some acquaintance Facebook. I have no idea how he'll react. Basically, enough, quite well. I had no idea at the time. Okay, no problem, because this is Belinda Hun. Now again! About, like, being truthful.
Oh,
I go, good.
Okay.
I go, good. I will talk to Belinda at some point on the phone.
Somebody just call me, motherfucker. I go be back and go back to being the other person.
She goes, I know, but I can tell she is a nice person from talking to her. I go, LOL, anytime, any day. I go, I keep odd hours. Be careful what you wish for. Of course, it would be nice if Belinda gave me a working number. Agnes left off numbers and made it impossible to call, much like Skype.
Oh, that seems to be, you know, a trend here. Oh, by the way, Joe Padula says to one of the other chatters, spoiler alert, Skype works everywhere else perfectly except on this show.
Everything works perfectly everywhere else except this show. We can't even get the goddamn scale to work.
Joe, you're so evil.
I got none. The man's right.
None's working. The computer don't, the scale don't work.
There's a new chatter, Cop Singer 316, that says, Joe Curry is a comedic genius.
Thank you.
We'll pretend that's not sarcasm.
I'm not sure.
Well, we'll pretend it's sincere.
Ask any club owner.
Toby, it's cool. Joe's allowed to bust our balls. He's a friend of the show.
Yes. Yeah, Joe.
Although
a
after
guy.
Tonight, I'm not so sure.
No.
I don't know.
Joe, I love Joe Padula. He rules.
Not sure how thrilled he is with us tonight.
Yeah.
He goes on the line, gets his Captain Beller, and we fucked it up. Anyway, enough. I go, if I have to keep an odd hour to prove it to you I'm real, then so be it. I go, okay, hope you better being woken up in the middle of the night than I did, because she woke me up in the middle of the night when we talked on the phone and a guy was feeding her every fucking line.
Mm-hmm.
I go, I'm exhausted. Why does it have to be this hard? She goes, it shall be well, hon. I go, maybe. She goes, it will. I go, why do you want me to come to Ghana? To prove to you I'm real and how much I love you.
Yes, they're beating you with a fucking bat.
It's real, motherfucker. Real,
shit just got, you're going to be sitting there getting a concussion.
This is for Agnes.
Shit just got real.
For Rita. Shit. For Joyce.
For Skype.
Skype took
Davin tries to close. Help, Davin, we can't hear you. What? What? Ding, dong, 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 dong. Pip, try to reel him in. Ding, dong, ding, dong, 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 ding.
I go, and you could not do that in the States? She goes, I can't afford to come, hon. I go, it is hard for me to picture us together when it used to be so easy. She goes, it'll be easy when you start seeing the pictures. I go, it is not the appearances that I wonder about, but yes, pictures might help. Then again, you were quick to send me pictures full of lies before.
Oh.
The story of Michael's visits with the firemen. The worst part, not that you fooled me, the fact that innocent children's pictures were stolen and used online.
Oh, nice. Yeah, because that creeped me out, too.
She goes, that's why I continue to tell you how sorry I am. I know. I'm not asking for an apology. She goes, I'm truly sorry. I go, me too, but we move forward. She goes, all I can do now is apologize. I go, your actions going forward will mean more than apology. I'm still here. I'm still listening. I'm still trying. She goes, it's nice to know. Has made me quite happy. I guess those naked pictures were never going to happen, LOL. I could still be a creep. She goes, I guess not. Smiley face. I go, it just keeps getting worse. She goes, there is sunshine after Hurricane Sandy. I go, what does that mean? Is that a Ghanaian proverb?
Yeah,
what the hell? That was pretty out of left field.
She goes, nope, just something I coined, LOL. Really?
Nice work, Shakespeare.
I go, gotcha. What's it mean? It means after this bad phase, there is happiness ahead of us, hon. I thought there was nakedness. LOL.
Hubla. Hubla.
Yes. She goes, yeah, but that's when we get together.
Oh, okay. She's starting to pull.
Fake me's going to score with somebody.
Yeah.
We're all going to get laid.
And, and bludgeoned.
So I go, so I guess you like white guys. She goes, yeah. I go, how long have you had that affliction? She goes, for some time now I find them quite kind of attractive. I go, that has to be rough living in Ghana.
Looking for that great assault, are you?
That's funny.
She goes, why did you say that, hon? I go, when I was there, I did not see a lot of white guys running around. She goes, yeah, they're quite a few, but most of them are at the beaches, mm-hmm. which is where I did not go.
Getting a tan.
Yeah. Though I was not looking for a white dude, LOL. I never had a chance to see when I was in Ghana. Why not tell me before I left for Ghana? Why not tell me so I could have seen the real you? She goes, I know, hon. My bad. Yo.
What the?
She goes, my bad.
My bad.
My bad. Oops. Like Skype. My bad.
Because they're full of
She goes, we'll visit the beach when you come here. I go, that sounds nice. I have to admit, I truly do not understand you. You say you loved me for some time. You did everything to sabotage it. I was in your country, and you let me be there with no intention of meeting me. Instead, you spoke of gold. Damn, I'm more screwed up than I thought, LOL. We do have gold here, though. You will see when you visit. Gold!
No!
What? You know what?
I
got to admit, really give her, for her patience. I mean, if that was me, I'm like, all right, look, could you send me $1,000? Let's get off the pot.
Which
here.
Is why it makes me think maybe this is real.
I know. That's what makes me worry.
No.
She goes, I go, how old are you? She goes, 27. I go, fake you. I think just turned 31. I go, what's your real birthday? She gives me the real birthday. I go, what's your email address? ShyBear0337@yahoo.com, which was the one she was using for all the scams.
Yes.
This was the one she did not create for me. This was the one she was using for scams.
Yes.
All right, elaborate on that. This is
Oh, my God. Yes, Shy Bear.
Now, just elaborate a little bit more. So,
okay, I got to remember a bit. She created a fake account, an email account.
And where did she do this?
She did this on mail.com. And this was like, Let me get through this. And the first, it's another email thing.
Okay.
And I created one too to deal with this shit.
Okay.
And by mistake, well, not by mistake, she gave me the password to it. So I checked in there because I would check her stuff. And shybear0337 at yahoo.com was her real email address. Also, this is who I friended on Facebook, on a Yahoo chat with my fake guy, William Tuttle. Mm-hmm. Remember, I was talking to her as William Tuttle for a while?
Wait a minute.
So her Yahoo profile was shybear0337 at Yahoo.
And my Scott Walker, who couldn't get any play from anybody, also talked to her.
Mm-hmm.
Shy Bear.
Mm-hmm. This is a real email address.
Yeah.
Real email address, Joe.
Yeah, it's a real email address, but it's not like an email. I mean, it's been visited more than Grand Central Station.
Okay.
You know, I mean, come on.
I go, what does Shy Bear mean? She goes, shy, cute girl. I go, cute, yeah, shy, not sure, LOL. She goes, I'm just a little bit shy. We'll be the first time we meet. I go, I'm shy too, even though I get paid not to be. Shyness is normal. She goes, shyness is normal. It's part of humans. I go, thanks, Dr. Freud.
Who's that?
Yeah, who's that?
She goes, I'm shy around people I don't know, but confident about the people around the people I know. I go, that is good. I go, do you like talking to people? Yeah, but don't like making too much friends, though. I go, let me ask you a question.
Oh, you like making plenty of friends on the internet, though, liar.
I go, let me ask you a question. I will not be mad what your answer is. When we first started talking, was I part of the plan to get some money? Just be honest. I will not be mad if you say yes.
Yeah, because they're known for being honest.
Oh, okay.
Right,
I kind of expect it, to be honest. She goes, I was looking for a man who could take care of me.
Okay.
Because I don't have I don't have much, and that's the truth. I go, did things change when you heard a real person on the other line of the phone?
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you done this before, honestly? She goes, that was my turning point, hearing my voice, and I could not keep it away from you. And she pretty much came clean within like a few days.
Yeah.
So I go, so if we did not speak, you would have continued to be somebody you were not? Did a man pressure you into this? Because the men run these things.
Yeah.
And they make the women do this a lot of times.
I've been kind of worried about that.
She goes, no one forced me to do this. I did it willingly. She goes, do you think I'm a bad person? Belinda, I do not make those judgments. I do not know what you are. I think a lot of what you say is the truth. I know a lot of what you say is not. I'm trying to understand you, Belinda. I really am. Maybe I think you're only willing to reveal so much. She's willing to reveal because I'm real, hon. Well, there was somebody always on the other end. Do you remember Tasty? Now, Tasty was when she said, when you asked to get a drink of water, she's like, I'm Tasty.
Oh, right.
She goes, yeah. I go, tell me what you remember. When I said grapes were tasty, this was the feeding of the grapes from a few days. I go, no.
Oh.
She goes, my bad. I forgot, I guess. I go, I guess so. I go, I'm not the first Western you've done this with. How many fell in love with the world you created for them?
Oh.
She goes, please believe this is the first time. Belinda, others fell in love with you. I saw it. How many? She goes, well, I didn't know if anyone did because I was not into any of them. They posted on your wall. Clearly, you finally got some good taste.
Well, not for nothing. And the way she's reeling it, let's say, you know, everybody's being honest now. You ever see the fishing shows where the deep sea fishing and the you can't see the fish and they're just working? But when the fish finally surfaces and gets close, everybody does what they can to really reel the fish in.
So you think this is just all hands on deck?
Absolutely.
With the shy bear, though, Joe?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
You talked about this side. Everybody in town's been there.
But she's the town bicycle?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute. But it makes me think that because she has that Shy Bear address, and, you know, we've each had a turn of talking to that person, then it sounds like... I mean, it's definitely started as a scam. This wasn't just she was looking for one person.
Remember, she told fake me when I was talking to her as William Tuttle that she had a boyfriend.
Yes, it's true.
It was a comedian. It was me.
Yeah, it was you.
Although after tonight, you might not believe the comedian part.
Mm. I don't know, but in the beginning, in the very beginning, she was also talking to my fake Scott Walker person, too.
Yeah, but things could have changed.
Yeah,
These are nasty people with no emotions.
I don't know. Well, you know, my friend who really knows a lot about this, she goes, you know, always remember there is somebody on the other line, and scammers have fallen for
people. But I don't mean it fallen. They're the best... Regardless, you are the best part of their day. For all this horseshit,
maybe not yours.
No, but you got to understand. And I hate to say this word, and I really don't like to use it in the context of you. But
it's going to be something nice because if it's awful, he uses it.
Brace yourself.
All right, here we go. You are a creative person. All right, where a lot of people aren't. Okay, that write these people.
Right.
So you're the shining star in all these people that they're scamming.
Yeah.
You make their day. You make their day. They like talking because all this stuff is going on where it's like this, well, I got my check from Social Security. I really miss my wife. I really love. That's the shit they read all day.
See?
But you and your hijinks
are
something different during their day.
I certainly
whether
you
they're
the drama
a, whether
king.
It's a now it's an emotional attachment, it is something that makes their day. But you're like the lunch truck. You know?
It was nice.
Yeah.
Just compared my ass to a truck. Everybody eats cheaply off me. I don't know what. What is that? I'm run by Mexicans.
People
what are you
look
talking
forward
about?
To the people look forward to the lunch truck coming every day. You had a lunch truck.
Thank you.
thank you.
I asked her if they sent her. Did they send you money? She goes, nope. I never asked. I go, did you reveal yourself to anyone like you did to me? She goes, nope. I go, why me? Why now? The money was coming to you. She goes, I know, but I wanted to be genuine and sincere. I go, I appreciate that. I wish I would have met Belinda instead of Agnes 6 months ago. I think I feel something more stronger than money can buy, she says.
Oh.
I go, must be hungry, LOL. Tummy rumbling. It will pass, LOL. She laughs. She goes, I go, I like Belinda. I hate Agnes. She goes, I love Davin.
Oh, boy.
I hate that whatever is going on in Ghana and in your life made you resort to this. Thanks, hun. Really appreciate it. I go, I wish I could hug you. Yeah, me too. I need a shoulder to cry on.
Yuck.
I go, why? It's a relationship. Deal with it. I go, why do you want to cry? Knowing you care makes me feel like tearing up. I go, oh, go fuck yourself.
What?
Yep, I wrote that.
Oh, go fuck yourself?
Why did you write that?
Why did you write that?
I mean, it's so out of context.
I'm writing a show.
Wait a minute. Tearing up, she's feeling so.
She goes, "No, you care.
I don't care what you. Why did you write that?
Oh, go fuck yourself."
Knowing you care makes me feel like tearing up. So I write, "Okay, go fuck yourself. Feel better? LOL." I was making you funny.
I know, but it's just so bizarre.
Now I'm on her side.
I know. What does
or
she
its
say?
Side.
What does she say?
She goes, "Yeah, I do now."
What?
We get each other. We get each other. We got a connection.
Oh, little jokes, Pip, that only they get.
I know.
We have our
little
moments.
In-jokes now. Oh, boy.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, boy.
I go, I guess I should have said that sooner.
Yeah, from the word go.
She goes, yeah. I go, well, then you, I go, when you first messaged me, if I told you to fuck off, we would not be here now. She goes, yeah, but I'm glad you didn't, LL. Me too. No matter how this turns out.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
doll,
boy.
She goes. How do you see this turning? I go, I see we have a future together. We're going through this phase. We'll make it.
You two people are lunatics. Oh, go fuck yourself. Yeah, go eat shit. I love you, honey.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. That's what
I
get.
Even my house is that bad.
This is what I genuinely like about whoever this is. I have moments like this.
Where it's funny.
What, a 35-year-old Ghanaian man?
Yes. Whatever. I have more of a connection with him than you.
Whatever it takes.
But that's fun. We fuck with each other.
I see that.
Yeah, I know.
And tell it's like you
and
but
yourselves.
Over there,
yeah, right.
Which is where I'd prefer you.
Yeah, but usually I tell you go fuck yourself. Usually it's an argument about a gig or a show, the show or something like that. It doesn't come out of nowhere.
Nowhere. I know.
You're gonna do this. You're gonna do that. Or you're gonna fuck you. You know, it doesn't come right out. Hey, great set, dude. Yeah, fuck you. You know,
that was so bizarre. Yeah, I know. Okay,
I like you tapping your vein. I got a point there. Yeah.
It's how I roll, motherfuckers. Like you said, Joe, I'm creative.
I got you.
Expletives
keep
are fun.
Keep that on the down low, would you?
It's very low.
Usually when you hit, with the Ghanaian guy that he's talking to.
So she goes. She thinks it'll work out. I go, I got to go. I hope you have sweet dreams. Please tomorrow post the message on the Agnes page. She's where are you going now? We'll do that. Good night and sound sleep. I guess we should end there.
I'm dying to know what happened on Facebook the next day. You can't leave me
guess
here.
Guess we got to. Well, it's 9:30.
Oh, fuck.
We got to do some plugs. I mean, we could do a quickie drunks in the new. I could do it. We got to get off by 10.
Okay.
I mean, we got to get this done. I mean,
yeah.
If you want, I can do a little bit more, but.
I see keep him in suspense.
Oh, right. I think you're right, Joe.
I say keep him in suspense.
And it kills me.
Damn.
Because, you know, this is just back. Because there's more stuff that
anything
I want
that kills you, I'm for. So that's.
Joe's back. Enough with the compliments. But, yeah, but now I have news to report to her that Richard took it well, and he's cool. And just the fact that you're not – Mavis is not the friend somebody found on Facebook. That's all I've told you so far.
Now, you relayed this to her that I'm cool with that.
No, I haven't yet.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I was asking
this whole time, I have not told Richard how this has played out.
Now,
do you think
Mavis hasn't written back to Richard because she's worried how Richard would feel?
I think I've been pulling some strings in the past couple days.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that there's another theory, which I guess I'll have to take as another point with the discoveries I made this week.
Look, if I could interject how this feels, could I read the last thing I wrote?
It's just that it's January 9th, though, Joe. It's January. I'm trying to go in chronological order.
And I wasn't with the date on
this. This is December 16th. It's all building. I want you to continue with Mavis. Continue. Well, try your best. Do what you can do. But at least now I can go back to Belinda and tell her how Richard took what I told you.
All right.
So we'll see how that goes. Now, I have more to tell you, and I will tell you at some point. I found out a lot of stuff this week, which really has confused me more.
Oh, God.
Remember I told you I don't know what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm more confused now. Part of me is with Joe. Part of me is with Pip. Part of me somewhere in between. I got three parts. Well, there's a lot of me. I'm trying to lose weight.
But this, oh, wow.
That's them working on you. That's their working
could
on
be.
You.
As very good.
That's their working
as
on
we,
you.
Come back next week, because as we go every week, we get another installment of what, and we're catching up. This was stuff that happened in December, so we still don't know in real time, Joe and I, what's going on with this. And that's why I'm like,
now the bottom line is will this woman come clean and get rid of all the friends on Facebook that she's trying to scam? So it's a little bit interesting. Worth checking out next week, too.
You'll find out next week.
Yeah.
When we figure out if Belinda is really still who he's talking to. It's not clear to me. I'm not sure.
And if she dumps those friends, it will show her true colors. Will she dump her friends, or will she drag it along like Dab's been dragging it along here, trying to get money out of her and stuff like that? So we'll see how
it
goes.
So if you get answers to this, you'll think you'll have more of an opinion one way or the other, guys?
It depends on what we hear.
Okay.
If she dumps the people on Facebook,
it
would add another dynamic, because those people are her potential bread and butter.
I agree, I think that was a big test to find out.
That's
why I had to do it.
Yeah, I think if you're saying, okay, all in with just me, if you're going to take down your fake profile where you have other people following you and potentially have other guys on the line there, if you take it down and you tell them it's fake, it's going to confuse me a little bit more, because either she's going to think you are the big fish and this is going to be like, she's all in with just you because you're going to be the big payday, and she can always go back and put up a new profile and start over. But the other thing is that might mean, no, she really did fall for fake Davin, and we have a problem.
Now, also on that Facebook page, they could be all people on there that she really didn't get anywhere with.
Yeah,
that's very possible.
That's it could be people that, they unfriended her, or they never got back to her.
Well, they didn't unfriend her, Joe, because they're still her friend.
I know, unfriended, but I mean, they're people that really don't have a lot of correspondence with her. So, there's nothing to lose. What the hell? They'll just do it, and I'll start another page.
Yeah, really.
So you guys like the way I'm playing this?
Yeah, I was really impressed to hear, you holding her feet to the fire about some of the things.
Asking her to delete that page is a biggie. So let's see if she does that.
That was really good. But also, saying other things like, calling back up other lies that she's told. Okay, so, when you supposedly were coming clean with me before, these are the things that you held to, and those aren't true. So.
And by the way, I'm doing this on my fucking vacation. I'm sitting there at a stupid computer in Aruba dealing with nonsense.
Oh, God. That's crazy.
Well, you don't like the beach.
I do like the beach. I don't like the water. I like the sand just fine, Joe. All right. Well, yeah. All right. You know what? Should we just blow off Drunks in the News again and do that next week?
Yeah, we could do that next
week.
I mean, it's a timeless Drunks in the News. It'll last.
It is. Yeah. It'll last.
All right. So let's... Let's do some plugs, and I get the hell out of here.
Oh, God.
What's going on?
Oh, you know, the chat room is just busting my balls about the Skype endlessly. And,
we'll fix it.
I
We're
know,
working
I
on
know.
It.
Well, Padula has been busting particularly bad.
Joe is a former comic, and apparently he's working out shit at Pip's expense in the chat room.
He's working the other side. Anger management,
God,
Joe.
If Pip Helix was somebody, Joe would have a new 20 minutes.
I know. He told I Love Stinky Feet that... we'll have Skype next week, only if Pip stops stealing the petty cash from the job creator.
That's funny.
Hey, give him that one. Give him that one.
He's very
give
funny.
Him that one. Throw him
oh,
that
no,
one.
He's,
very good.
He's been good. He's good.
Joe's killing in the chat room.
And before I forget, Christopher Jameson in the chat room. Happy birthday.
Oh, it's your birthday?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Happy
40
birthday.
Today.
40 years
now, is
young.
That your real birthday or your scammer birthday? Happy birthday, Christopher. Thank you for celebrating the Big 4-0 with us.
Yes, yeah. Thank you for spending time with us.
I hope
Thanks
the,
to everybody in the chat.
I hope,
you're
the, next, I hope the next 40 are great for you, and I hope sometime in the next 40 you can teach us how to use Skype, because that would be helpful, too, because we're a bunch of assholes. But happy birthday. Thank you. I'm glad that he... celebrate with us. That's cool.
Yeah, no, it was really nice. And you know, it was nice seeing people representing from England and Ireland and New York and all
we
over the
We actually
place.
Get, because I check the hits on the site, we have fans in England, we have fans in Ireland and Australia and Ghana, which concerns the fuck out of me.
I know.
It's a bunch of scammers listening around the radio. All right, tell them this now.
They're yes. workshopping on me.
Yeah, workshopping on you.
They're playing clips for their show.
Their show. We're on. Yeah, we're probably on another show in Ghana.
I know,
it's like
really?
Spy versus Spy.
They're going, okay, now they're giving us pointers on how you're supposed to combat the smart ones.
They're telling on how to combat scammers?
No, I'm saying the scammers are watching us from Ghana.
All right, let's do some plugs. Obsession Studios of Wayne, New Jersey is a new state-of-the-art studio open 7 days a week. It features 6 rehearsal rooms, 3 recording rooms, and a fantastic music hall. Obsession Studio is booking bands for Friday and Saturday nights. So if you got a band and live in a New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania area, definitely worth the drive over there. They got a great facility. So they're looking to book bands on Friday and Saturday nights. And on Saturday, February 9th, this is really cool. They're doing a concert. Obsession Studios hosting a live concert featuring Revenir, Atlas, Jar, with 2 R's.
Jar.
Because if you get 1 R, it's completely different bands. Handed to the Thousands, in our case, the Dozens, Precursor, Empire Falling, Long Day, and Brian Paris book solo project. All proceeds go to Revenir if they lost every... Revenir, their rehearsal studio got broken into.
Yeah, Mike was telling me, yeah.
So the L Pro
and that hall that they have in the studio is really really nice. It's the same thing you go to a rock club, man. It's set up very nice, great sound, and yeah, stop by. It'd be a great time.
Okay. To learn more about everything Obsession Studios has to offer, call 973-932-4844, 973-932-4844, or go to their website obsessionsstudios.com. Obsessionsstudios.com. And also, friends of the show, McClinton, that's the band, the lead singer owns Obsession Studios.
Yes.
They're in the Hard Rock Rising contest and need your votes. So please, you know, vote for them. They get a chance to play at the Hard Rock Cafe, which is pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, that was a great guy. I played there one time. It was nice.
All you got to do is just go to facebook.com/HardRockCafeNewYork. facebook.com/HardRockCafeNewYork. You vote only one time. And to cast your vote, you just download a McClinton song. So it's free. And the download's free to enjoy. And Hard Rock says, don't worry about this app because you got to get the app. Mm. They just use it to verify that the votes are legit. They don't send stuff. They don't post on your wall. Now, before I do this, I have historically made fun of Michael McClinton for his growl that he does on some of his songs. And Michael McClinton was sending me links today and fucking driving me nuts. Just like sending me broken links. Although, in retrospect, who am I to bitch?
I bet his Skype works.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. So I got one more broken link, and I'm going to fucking do an impression of you on the show. And he had no idea. And I said, well, I when I'm with Joe, sometimes I'll do it in the middle of my comedy act. It has nothing to do with anything, but I'll just go,
you got to try something during that act.
Exactly, Joe. Exactly. I just go into a growl. So I told him, I'm going to read the plug as Mike McClinton. Now, first of all, you need to put your sunglasses on top of the head, because I guess I guess for some reason, this mound of very short hair can turn blonde.
Can I ask you a question? Did the check clear?
Yes, it did. All
righty, okay. Continue.
Also, which we found out when he came in for the live show with us a couple of weeks ago at Success Martial Arts, you need to preen and kind of pose and look at yourself like you're mesmerized, like you're the Wicked Witch or something, looking how beautiful you are. Who's the fairest princess of them all? Staring, looking at himself.
That's true. He was staring at himself on the computer while we were doing the event.
So here we go. There's the plug, as Michael was
if I could, Michael, this wasn't my idea. I know.
No, I told him he was going to do this. We're on in their studio. We're on in their studio.
Okay. No, it was funny.
Obsession Studios! We're in New Jersey, new state-of-the-art studio! When you get there, you don't want to walk away! Over 7 hours work! If he's a singer, I have rooms! 3 recording rooms, a fantastic music hall! Joey, you're fired! Obsession Studios, booking bands, Shiny Race, remember the keys! For Friday and Saturday, it's on February 9th! Now, when the show's over, the live concert's over, we don't want you to run. We just want you to walk away. I'm Michael McLean from Obsession Studios. And that really hurts the throat.
I just want to repeat.
It's going to be hoarse tomorrow.
Sounds like I sucked a cock.
My separation was amicable. I had nothing to do with this.
That was pretty fun, though.
Yeah. Christopher wants to know, how can any Ghanaian woman resist that voice?
So soothing.
I want you to drop your penis! Pay no attention to the sunglasses on my head! Let's look at me, looking at me in the computer! It's time for a change. No, not you, stupid me. I got another song to do. Joe, you're still fired. Walk away. Johnny Race, I need one of your blouses for my new girlfriend. Walk away.
I want to reiterate, some points of that bit were funny. However, I had nothing to do with the writing of this bit, Michael. I once again say the
Joe, if you can't stand by the show, then you need to walk away.
Our decision was amicable. And I understand the reasoning. I have nothing to do with this bit.
Vote for McClendon for the Hard Rock Cafe. Hopefully, so they don't have to walk away.
Hopefully one day in the future I may be part of the project again, but I do understand the change you wanted to take. And I had nothing to do with the writing of this bit.
This is really funny. Joe Padula says the military police has just come over to him and told him to turn it the fuck down.
Sergeant Padula, you need to walk away from the radio.
Do they know how to run the Skype?
Yeah, before you guys go, one more thing.
Yeah, how does that work? Joe also said, to describe the show is the only reason why I am against dropping a phrase from the 2013 list. Butt fumble.
Yeah, along the way, yes.
You know what? We made the most of it.
Yes, we did. I had a good time.
I had fun. I had fun. A couple more plugs.
Pluggy plugs. If you have any voice left.
Oh, that's hard. I don't know how he does it.
I don't know. That's hard on the voice.
How does he sing with that voice? I feel like I've been like grudge fucked by a black man with a 12-inch cock.
You go to Ghana, you will be. You take that trip.
Why don't you bring some more money for
I'm
gold?
I'm choking like Pip Helix picking up a Skype call.
That's funny.
JamesThomasWebDesign.com.
JamesThomasWebDesign.
Every platform, every browser, every type of social media.
Everything.
Joe, can you give me something to drink? No, not the soy sauce. Not the soy sauce, you motherfucker. I hope you gain weight. I hope you get your period this week and retain water, you asshole.
Oh, he was going to get
glug, glug, glug.
To help him chug it down. Take a sip of something while we just laugh like fools.
I guess Mike got his revenge.
I know.
Me doing his impression killed me. I'm just going to do Johnny Race and wear women's clothes and get it bedazzled. Be the end with it. Forget the first chords of every song we've been playing for the past year. You do it. I saw the video, and I'm going to put the video up, and McClinton nailed it, by the way. McClinton nailed it when they played our event, the Success Martial Arts event, which we were a part of. They played a live song, nailed it, except for Johnny Race fucking up the song for the first minute. And you just see Mike McClinton give the look that I gave Pip tonight, and the note, the look I usually give to Joe, like,
really? This is fucking happening after Almond?
Oh, he got the really?
Oh, no, he got the look from Mike.
He got the really, huh? Okay. Oh, is that the look I got from the waitress?
He got the look Sunday? Like, go, you're going to be with our keyboardist if you keep it up.
We'll put Race Odyssey back together again. I don't give a shit.
All right. James Thomas Web Design. The Web Design. Every platform, every browser, every type of social media, they have it covered. If you want your website to make an impression, and who doesn't, and you want the best technical support, and he does provide it, James Thomas Web Design is the company for you. Check them out at jamesthomaswebdesign.com and tell them Davin's Den sent you for a special discount. They won't hold it against you, I promise. Side Spinning Productions, listen, you need comics, DJs, murder mysteries, got a corporate function, a private party. You just want to see me embarrass myself in person? We can do that. But we have lots of comics. You call us up at 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Go to sidespinningproductions.com. And, of course, finally, playing cards online for real money's back in the U.S. and 100% legal, even if we're not. On play31.net, the name of the game is 31. What name is it? What's the name?
31.
What's the name?
31.
And it doesn't take forever to win, like us to use Skype. Like most poker games.
Or you turn Skype off.
Yes. Yes. You can play $1 games all the way up to $20 games or enter sit and go tournaments to win bigger bucks, but bring a newspaper. Sign up today and use promo code. Promo code.
Oh,
fuck you both. That's not the use promo code. Don't put that
fuck
in there.
Might work though.
You get nothing if you put fuck you both in there. The promo code is Rev and the number one. Rev one. And if you're the 100th person to use Rev one, you get $100 to play at play31.net. And if you want to play from your iPad, if you want to play from your iPad or iPhone, download the Puffin browser from the iTunes stores and sign up through there. It's great fun, great cash, smoking hot hostesses. So if you're a guy or a lesbian, just chat with online and play. And I play. And you know, if you're a woman too, you know, I'm sure they have good looking dudes. I don't know. I'm gonna go there after the show though and gamble the Skype savings away.
Yes,
I'm gonna play 31 and lose all the money. Well, no, I'll probably win. Plus, you know, they probably got good odds. I'll be fine.
Probably.
We're going to go play 31, win some money. Great cash and smoking hot hostesses to chat with online.
Chicks.
As you play at play31.net. That's play31.net.
Sorry.
Really?
I'll have a copy of their.
Sorry. It's a good thing the show's at.
I didn't know it was going to be a test.
I completely lost it.
Dave, I can't incorporate them into the plugs. I know you didn't ask to, but I thought I would spice it up a little bit. But they're just not very good at this, Dave. I'm sorry. To everybody at Levy Lit, I tried.
Why are you talking like Evan Weiss?
Well, because he got fired by them, too. Might as well join him on the unemployment line, hanging out in the chat on the other shows. All right, Pipper.
Okay. Live on Tuesdays, you can watch us on Levy Land, which is his.
Don't call us though.
Don't care at all. Well, maybe. Which is a sticker.
Call me maybe.
Wicked usually plays us from 6:30 to 8:00, and thank you for playing the whole show tonight.
Because it was
great.
Stellar.
Oh, I know. It's like they're sorry now.
Cluster fucking.
Clutch and Wiggle plays us 6:30 to the end. So we're on cyannetradio.com. And wait a minute, this one.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
The hits on radio.net.
I wasn't sure.
And now? We're on hawkradio.net.
Oh, that's right. We're back on Hawk.
We're back on hawkradio.net. Yeah. And you said cyanet. Yeah, we got
it. I did. Yeah. Sometimes things change, and I didn't have an up-to-date list.
No, it's fine.
Okay, so you can download the show, our old shows.
And thank you, Joey, from hawkradio.net.
Yes,
really
thanks,
helps.
Dude.
Thanks,
thank
bud.
You.
Appreciate it, man.
You can download the older shows, and you can catch up with our scammers and other weird bits that we've done. You can find us on Stitcher.com, iTunes, DavinComedy.com, the Android app. Cyanet uses TuneIn Radio. The Compound shows.
Well,
you can
good
see,
luck looking for a new one.
You can see old issues of the Compound.
That's
shows
all you'll see for
on Ustream.
Dummy needs to get laid and get tired.
I know.
/channel/live from the Compound, and we're also on PodAlmighty.com.
Yes, Pod Almighty. Now the cool thing is, we do on some of these stations like Levyland. We're also with our pals, Hate Speech Radio.
Yes,
which is on Dave which is Heather. On Sunday afternoons and Naughty Bits, which is on Monday nights now. Hate Speech Radio is also on Clutch and Wiggle.
Yeah.
So yeah, and also the Clutch and Wiggle show. You want to catch them on Thursday nights. Joe, some other shows, please.
Yes. Turd Pants is a weekly audio and sometimes video podcast hosted by Fluffy and Fluffy Talks on YouTube. Mike Wixon from The Humble and Fred Show and Massimo from Massimo's Definition on YouTube. I need my glasses.
Joe's reading in serious voice. Maybe he should put some glare on.
No, this is about turd pants. It can't be taken lightly. They talk about all kinds of wild shit.
Of course they do.
YouTube, the messed up news, stuff that wild shit.
Do I got to read that too?
No.
Rev 1. That's Rev 1.
They're Rev 1. The messed up news and stuff that happens to them in real life. And most of the time, their discussions end with some kind of gross conclusion. The Mick and Tommy Show. My pals Mick Thomas and Tommy Dunseith on Mick and Tommy Show at WordPress.com. Join my pals for a great time. You got to catch all their shows are up there. And check them out on Facebook for all their info. The Kerry Edelman Show. The Kerry Edelman Show interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out her live Tuesday evenings at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. To listen live or to check out past shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/Kerry Edelman. The Some Guy Show. Join Jay Sutch and Joe Kearney for The Some Guy Show as they target pop culture and topics of the day. Check them out at hotlatalk.com. Listen to The Rain Man and Guy Blow Show at rainmanguyblow.com.
Very funny.
Yes, very funny. Yeah. Those guys rule. The Crystal Palace. It's Crystal Palace of Comedy with news, interviews, and original content. Tune in live every Thursday at 9 p.m. and subscribe to their podcast once again at rainmanguyblow.com. Click their stick cam links as you're there as well.
Did you get the warden out? Oh, you're up to it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
The Watson and Watson Show. Yes, our pal Johnny Watson and his mom. The Watson and Watson Show was born from a labor of love, or should we say constant disagreement?
I guess we should. It's written there.
Yes. Judy, we have to say it. It's in type. Judy and Johnny Watson, a.k.a. mother and son, are constantly battling each other.
But are they really mother and son? Maybe they're scamming each other. No. Tune in on Wednesday nights to find out if Watson and Watson really know each other.
Yes. As they discuss life from politics to sports to proper parenting, or in an Italian family terms, discussing passionately about it.
Or in Joe's terms, leave the baby there.
That's right. No wonder I'm the way I am. If you like a radio show that's entertaining, funny, passionate, and you could still have basically the whole family listen to, tune in. You won't be disappointed. If anything, after listening to these two, you'll realize your family isn't that bad after all. Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard on WatsonandWatson.com. The Ward and Al Show. The Ward and Al Show are your daily dose of radio popcorn. Monday through Friday, your favorite jackasses talk about news of the day, current trends in pop culture.
You have a lot of jackasses.
Yes.
These are your favorites. We're the douchebags. Ward and Al are the jackasses.
Yes.
And they're very talented jackasses.
Yes, very much so. They discuss current trends in pop culture and interview the stars of today and yesterday. Ward and Al are Toronto comedians Ward Anderson and Allison Dore, and they're ready to take their lack of chemistry right into your ears.
Their lack of chemistry.
Lack of it. So much fun, you'll think you were masturbating. Can it be that fun? I think it can. Listen to them at wardandal.com and iTunes.
They have that in their read. You'll think they're masturbating?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
And if you're the 100th person to masturbate, use the code REV1, and you'll get free lotion.
That's right.
The chat room is beating you up about your peach mug, you fucking hipster.
It's a big hug mug, kids. It's a big hug mug. And don't I need one? It's been a rough night. I need a big hug.
Stupid's had a rough night. Be nice to
him. My imaginary relationship is going to shit.
You can't get Skype.
I can't get Skype. I can't get them two to help me with a plug. I almost kill my throat with a McGrunin impression. I need a big hug mug.
The fucking computer's playing Pong as we start the show. So it's been a...
It's like, Dave, you don't want any...
Yes, it's Hal. We're working with Hal.
This is Hal. Oh, God. It looks like barbed wire is running through your neck, Davin.
What?
Gazard thing.
Like that's an accident.
Dreams can come true. They can happen to you.
Well, Padula says he wishes it was real.
You know, Joe.
I know. He's been beating us.
I've never rooted for the Taliban until tonight. I was always like, USA, USA. Now I'm like, USA. Fucker. I can't
That's
say
funny.
Shit because he whatever, we've been over it.
Yeah.
I know. All right. Let's you said they're on Pod Almighty, right? Ward and Al?
Yes.
Yeah, you wanna get Ward and Al a Pod Almighty.
Yes.
Pip, anything going on for Mr. Helix?
Not right now.
Joe?
Okay, I will be at McGuire's Comedy Club on Thursday night, 8 o'clock show. Come on down. And that is all for me.
All right. You know, listen, guys, really?
thank you guys for hanging out tonight. I hope you guys had fun.
Yeah, we did actually started up as a monstrosity, but I think I had a good time, man. I don't know about you guys, but it was a good show. Come back next week, and we'll have more of the same.
And we do want you guys to call, and that's really why we got this show. I know it doesn't seem like it.
It doesn't. Seem
I know. That way. I know. We just use it as a gag.
Yeah, it seemed like we did everything possible not to have people talk, but we actually laid out money and figured it out.
Apparently,
and
not enough.
Not enough. We just got to kick in a couple of bucks this week.
We got the money though.
And yes,
our lovely
damn
sponsors.
Right we do.
But thank you guys, man. I appreciate it. Go to davincomedy.com. Check out the old shows. Follow me on Twitter, even though, because that's not going to go away anytime soon.
Mm. Thanks for the funny folks hanging in the Levy Land chat tonight. You guys were a blast.
And some of us are hanging out in the other chat.
Yes, they were.
Did you check all the other chats? Or?
I did. There we go.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.
Big hug mug.
Big hug mug.
We all just need a big hug.
Yes, we do.
And fuck you, Skype.
Yes, and fuck you.
No hugs for Skype.
No hugs. Hugs
bad.
Bad. Walk away. I got the scab. I got to walk away.
Goddamn Skype.
My throat is bleeding, but I'm not going to walk away.
Oh,
fun.
It was.
Keep smiling.